Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast on the Blackout Test Premium Network. Of course, you guys can find us everywhere. And by us, I mean my co-host with the co-most. It's my man, Jay Trillionaire.
Future novelist, namaste, my brother.
What's going on, brother?
I'm feeling
that good love and advice to these people out here.
I'm feeling excellent today. I actually made it to some Friday basketball this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm still hyped from that.
Yep.
I can't wait till I get home. Crash.
People following GLP Black Chick now?
Not me. I thought I was, but I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
Yeah, it said I wasn't following, so.
Hey, man, let me see. I don't see Ari Spears retweet my shit, dog.
He not online anymore.
oh, nigga, what? Ari Spears, you son of a bitch, you got me again.
He been tweeting, but he ain't responding.
He ain't responding, dog. He still tweeting out that spam.
he out here with somebody else managing his account, I bet.
That's what it is. Who told you that? Nigga, you know who told me that. The truth. That's who told me. The truth told on your ass. You don't like niggas. Anyway.
Howdy. You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. In love, I wanna have sex with a personality, dry hump her positive traits, give a pound into her feelings, make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I? We're talking about balls deep in love. My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
Tyra, I love you, girl.
Hey, Justin, I want to tell you this on the air. Guess who agreed to let me interview them?
I can see it from here. my nigga.
Oh, you know?
I can see it right there.
Who? What? How?
That's not
Swaggy Pete. No, that's an email. Oh. Guess who it is? Take a guess.
Woman or male?
Just guess.
Serena Williams?
Nope. One more guess.
Beyonce.
Jemele Hill.
What?
I know, nigga.
Slap hands.
Yeah, dog. She said I could interview her, dog. She was like, anytime.
Man.
So, yep.
That fine chocolate lusciousness of a woman. Her shoe game is always on point, too.
The bronze, gams.
Y'all out here worrying about these shoe games with red bottoms.
She must stick them legs in a crock pot with brown sugar. You know what I'm saying, dog?
I know what you're saying.
So syrupy sweet. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm not lying. I will delete the fuck out of a sports reporters if it don't. I will delete the shit out of sports reporters at 10:31, dog. That shit be like, I'm John Sanders and these are sports reporters. I be like, where the fuck is Jemele?
Right. I don't even watch it if she not on them.
Right. I'm Israel Gutierrez and I don't give a fuck what you got to say, Israel.
Remember,
where is Jemele?
Remember I told you I was upset her name still not on the credits when I hit info.
That's one of the questions I'm gonna ask her. Like, why you not on the credits for Numbers Never Lie?
Still upset about that.
It ain't right, man.
Got that other angry ape nigga.
Hating ass.
You.
Yeah, called him coons and shit. Nah, man, that's why you got no job.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Jemele said she would do it.
Hey, man, she been sexy for a long time.
For real, man.
I'm surprised ain't nobody scooped that up yet.
I be unfollowing people that hate on her, dog. Like, real. That's when you know it's real. Like,
wait, there's people that listen to the show but hate on Jemele?
Nah, they don't listen to the show, but I was following this dude. I think his name was like I Am Chris or something like that.
And I think I caught his ass talking about Jamel one day. I said, nigga, what? I said, I can't believe we was following each other, man. This kind of slander on my timeline.
Nah, that's unacceptable. Yeah. I love her. She troll people, man. I love the way she be getting back at people.
She's good.
It's so good. I know.
And if you ever talk to her on Twitter, man, like if she say something, you will be shocked at how much hate she gets. It's so fucked up. Like, anytime she does talk to me, which, you know, obviously I enjoy when she talks to me. Mm-hmm. But anytime she hits me up, I'm always like, damn, like, the immediate level of response is, you know, this was my problem with you, bitch, and all this shit. You're like, what? What world is this? Man. Like, y'all ain't get, like, I guarantee all y'all ashy dick niggas live with your mamas. Man. All of you.
Jamel is bae. She is bae. Like, I'm fighting. I'm throwing hands over her. She is bae.
Mm-hmm. She is bae.
And
she be knowing them sports.
Right, and she slanders every team.
She be knowing the movie quotes. Mm-hmm.
She would totally get all our jokes.
Yep. That's why she follow me, man. She be laughing.
She would totally get all our jokes.
Every once in a while, she'll think something I say is funny, man. And I'll be like, today was a good day.
She always funny.
Yep.
And she look good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. Can't believe y'all was sleeping. Who was sleeping on her in college and didn't wipe it?
You know somebody didn't see that potential, dog. It's always somebody, man. It's always somebody, dog.
Well, y'all got caught slipping. Y'all, mm-hmm. You fucked up. You know you done fucked up, right? Like, how many cats right now is watching her on TV on a regular basis at home with sitting on the sofa in their underwear and wife beater and a 40-ounce talking about, damn, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Could have did something. Could have been somebody.
Looking like Smokey and dead presidents.
Oh,
at
man.
The end.
But yeah, I wanted to tell you that on air, man. I didn't even tell you at the gym because I was like, people need to hear your real reaction.
Man, I'd have been too hyped this morning.
I know, man. I said, hold up, little old me, what's your email address? And she, I DM'd her, she gave it to me.
Nah, don't fuck it up, dog.
I got this, brother. I got us.
Don't fuck it up.
This for us. This for the streets.
Don't fuck it up.
I'm not. What if I just spend the whole interview like?
I wouldn't even be mad.
So
I wouldn't even be mad.
So how long have you known that you're bae? And would you like to respond to that?
So I made dinner reservations for two.
Yeah.
And I know you like Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah. I know you're not a fan of P.F. Chang's. Would you like to go into why that would be a mistake to take you there?
Yeah, but we do have a Cowfish. I know you've never been to Cowfish because mm-hmm. they only have two.
Right.
No, they had three.
You ever catch them dudes on Sports Reporters looking at your legs, or is that just me at home? Is it okay if I watch your shows with no pants? Is that all right or no? Not to be creepy.
How many times? No, I can't ask that question. You know? How many times you go commando at work?
Right. You ever go on there without no? Nah. I'm not even going to disrespect it, dog. Yeah. I'm going to ask you real questions.
Jamel, too classy.
That should be 4 minutes if I disrespect Jamel.
They should do that. John Rivers' interview is over.
I'm going to try to do it without talking too much about wanting to be with her. So
see, I would want to play.
You ever been
play
with a married man from Charlotte? No, okay.
Light skin.
Yeah,
because you.
Some people think if you look at somebody on TV, it's the same as cheating. What do you think about that?
I would play guess the movie quote. Like I throw out a movie quote, she had to guess that movie.
You know what? That's a good idea. Might do that.
At least 4 or 5.
Yeah, I thought about letting you be here to do it, but then I knew it'll go way off track.
You'll
be asking wrong questions.
I would do it just like we did Tyrant.
Nah, I don't trust you.
No come offense. On, bro. Tyrant, I was appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say I wasn't.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't trust you. That's all. I mean, it's nothing personal. I mean, it's just, I know you'll lose.
Disrespect. No
you'll lose cannon. You like, if we was detectives in the movie, you'd lose cannon. You know what I mean?
I'm a peacock.
You get us.
You gotta let me spread my wings.
You get us yelled at by Michael Keaton, dog. You the one. Do you tell us don't go chase a waterfall?
I'm a peacock, Captain.
You definitely want to go chase a waterfall.
No, I wouldn't. Not with Bay.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't. Because I would, you know, I would carry just like when I met Bo that time.
Yeah. That was cool.
You know what I'm saying? I was all the way cool with that.
Well, we'll see what happens, man.
I mean, I almost was like, man, you trying to fuck my woman or what you doing? But I kept it together. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to keep it to myself, honestly, man. I just don't want to spread any of the love.
She hours now.
No, okay.
But
she could be both ours. She could stay at my house. It'd be like she both ours.
I mean, Bob's tripping, but you know, he wanted me to ask my woman back.
We got an email.
All jokes aside. If she want my number, she can't have it. Mm-hmm. She can't have my number if you.
I'll make sure to ask her that
she
question.
She just got to promise not to put it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Sports Sex Sneakers says, "What up, Rod and Justin? I was listening to Max and Marcellus. I guess it's a podcast from Max Keller and Marcellus Wiley. ESPN. I think they do a show together.
Yep.
And Swaggy P and Kobe gave good interviews. I feel like you two will have a lot of fun talking about their interviews. Keep up the good work." Yeah, man, I'm not listening to that shit, to be honest with you, because it's like more work for me and I don't already listen to their show. But if I had minute marks, maybe, but that sounds like it's going to be 30, 40 minutes of just us playing that audio. If I get time next week, I might try to listen to it and see if it's something worthwhile on there, but I'm not going to make no promises. I'm sorry, dog. That's the only email we got too, by the way. So
God damn it. Those stacks.
Yeah. Where's, Lionel? Where Lionel at, dog? Now niggas don't want to email the crew. Y'all got no love for Death Row?
Y'all got writer's block now or something?
Huh? Y'all lose a couple games in fantasies all of a sudden. Y'all niggas can't email nobody? Okay. I see how it is. All of a sudden, both my teams are 3-1 and the emails just drip to a drip, dog. They just flow to a drip. Okay?
All praises to Jeebus. The man of about one of both my games this weekend, dog. And I'm feeling quite holy this weekend too.
Matter of fact, let's take out the Balls Deep League and see what happened this week.
I mean, why we can't go to the Black Guy Who Tips League? Why we got to go to Balls Deep?
Because it's Balls Deep. Right? I mean,
I won in that one this weekend, but yeah, my overall ranking
is not too good.
Yeah, it ain't. We ain't bringing up old stuff. We only go bring up Sunday. We ain't bringing up old stuff.
Hey, man, we just need to talk about this last week. And that's really what it's about. So let me see. Balls Deep, Ferguson PD, that's my team. See how, let's see the scoreboard, see how everybody did around this week. I'm already leading Black Rob this week, of course. but yeah, I won my game by a little bit, 110.2 to 54.1. My defense was impeccable. I whooped Corey B's ass, honestly, the Germantown Schmurders. Yeah, they got Schmurdered.
I mean, he is 0-4 though.
Yeah, well, he's definitely 0-4 now. I take every match seriously, as he can probably see, but at this point. It looked like he started Ryan Fitzpatrick. Oh, nigga, no. Oh, sir. Sir, what were you thinking? Oh, Peyton Manning was on a bye. Wes Welker was on a bye. Harry Douglas didn't play. Brian Quick was on a bye. Jeremy Hill was on a bye. Devin Hester played and had 15 points on his bench.
But you know what, though? That's when you make adjustments when your team on the bye. You make adjustments so that it's like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Like, you got to plan accordingly.
If you look at my entire bench, every player was on a bye except one. So there's no excuse for what happened to him. You know what I'm saying? All my players on a bye, and I still found a way to destroy his ass with LeSean McCoy only getting 1.7 points.
There you go. Nobody wants to take LeSean. Y'all don't nobody want LeSean?
Nah, they don't want, nobody wants LeSean.
That 1.7, man. I almost want to put hands on him.
Dude, what? I saw that nigga today talking about, I'm frustrated. No, nigga, I'm frustrated.
Right.
You still got a check. I'm paying to get this ass with me. But, yeah, I destroyed him. It wasn't even close. So Corey B, you know, step your game up. Hopefully you win a game this season. So, you know, you watched a master perform this week. I think you should take these lessons and move on to week 5 with a brand new outlook. And in week 5, when y'all are playing, Andre Pickle Pig's Feet, I feel like you should have a chance to win if you just believe in yourself, man.
Well, I don't know. Looking at the current score.
Yeah. I mean, it's looking bad for him. It's looking bad for him. I won't lie. Andre already up 37.
He must have had they defense, Green Bay defense.
Yeah, who the fuck did he play, dog? Let me see this shit real quick.
Oh, Eddie Lacy with 26.
Oh yeah, Eddie Lacy back, dog.
And Randall Cobb.
You know what? That's still not impossible to overcome.
Yeah, because Peyton could get on 20.
Mm-hmm. So just believe in yourself, Corey B, man. I mean, don't lose all the games.
Yeah, he got Baltimore running back.
Yeah. So let's see what
the rest of that team is terrible.
See what Justin did up in this bitch. Rhyme over reason. Pimp named Slickback beat Taylor Swift's assless chaps. Mm-hmm. Money Mayweather.
Beat that ass flat.
81.7 to 58. Oh, how does it feel?
Look at Tony Romo with 30 points about this bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this nigga started Kirk Cousins. We could have told you not to do that.
Right.
Did you listen to the show?
We had Aaron Rodgers on the bench.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nigga, what? No, he did. Oh! Nigga had 37 points on the bench.
On the bench.
Oh! You didn't start Aaron Rodgers against the Chicago defense with Kirk Cousins on a Thursday night. Oh, nigga, your life must suck.
And I can see you thinking, well, damn, it is the Giants they playing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still Kirk starting.
Yeah, and then he got the double dust of fuckery because he started Kirk Cousins and Deshaun Jackson, which means Kirk have a bad night, Deshaun have a bad night. And he left T.Y. Hilton on his bench, who got 14 points.
But he had Trent Richardson out here.
Mm-hmm.
Give 18 points.
Yeah, that's his best game of the season. He need to trade him. Because on the low, what people ain't noticed about that 18, 20 rushes for 47 yards. Nope. 20 for 40. You couldn't even get 50 yards. That's only 2.5 yards a carry if you got 50 yards.
Man, my team was terrible on this past weekend, too. I had to start Alfred Blue, the running back for Houston.
Mm, yeah. Who didn't even really get that many carries.
Right. Well, he split them with Foster.
Yeah, but they didn't run a lot.
Yep. Foster got about the same amount of points, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, nobody on your bench was really killing.
They all buys, mostly.
Oh, this nigga Geno is terrible. You got Geno and Tom Brady. That's just mediocrity
That's last week roster.
They the same dude.
That's last week roster.
Hey, but you know what I'm saying, though. They the same nigga. Hey,
Tom but you Brady. Notice what he was at, though. They've been on my bench.
Yeah.
Right, because I know what I got. Geno
got you one time, but it won't happen again.
That was more because I want to support black quarterbacks, man. Yeah. You know, we got to support our brothers.
That's what happens to me sometimes, too, man. I picked the RG3 with that last pick just because. Nope, should have did it.
Support our brothers. But that Vernon Davis, man, leaving, he got to, man, play the game, bro. Either don't play and sit out or play the whole game.
Back spasms, dog. And then talking about, I'm going to be back next year. Next week.
You'll be on my bench next week.
Mm-hmm.
But before he got hurt, though, he was giving me at least 12 points. Yep. I like Vernon Davis.
Anyway.
Until he got hurt. Soft ass nigga. So football players supposed to be tough, I thought.
Let's make our picks. Atlanta at the New York Giants. Man, this is tough. Atlanta is 2-2. The Giants are 2-2. I can't trust what the Giants been doing, but I also don't trust what the Falcons doing.
On the road, too.
Yeah, and I don't trust Matt Ryan on the road. Gonna go with the Giants.
I'm going Falcons.
And that feels bad to do because of how inconsistent Eli can be, but I'm just gonna think they're on the right path, and I feel like the NFC East is gonna be a clusterfuck. And this is how it starts. The Eagles lose this week. Giants win. All of a sudden, they're 3-2.
I'm going Falcons, man. They keep surprising me against the teams they supposed to lose to. They keep winning. So.
I'm going to go, let's see, Lions play the Buffalo Bills in Detroit. Oh, wait. We didn't talk about how we did last week. I'm fucking
damn,
up.
Why you keep bringing up old stuff?
Yeah,
man.
I must have did terrible last week because I felt like I missed all my picks.
I did terrible.
Oh, yeah, I got 7.
I got 6.
You got 6? Where's Karen at? Oh, shit, Karen got 9. Karen is 3rd in the league. God damn, my wife is smarter than me. If
what is Karen's name with this?
Y00227.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it go by our old ass names.
I thought that was you.
No, I'm Y02013. Oh. I need to change all this shit, but... And then you're not Jay White. You rhyme over reason. So, yeah, you
I'm
got 6.
I know.
Yeah, and then I didn't make a pick last night. So, it's off to a very good start this week. So, all right, I'm going to go.
I did pick Green Bay last night, so I got one win under my belt.
Right. Fuck that up. Buffalo's playing Detroit in Detroit. Buffalo Bills, I like their defense. They are starting Kyle Orton at quarterback now.
I can't go against Megatron. I'm going Detroit.
Last week, Megatron played, but he didn't actually, he wasn't healthy. And they used him as a decoy. I think I'm going to go with Buffalo, man. I'm going to go with Kyle Orton, and I'm going to say the white man improves that team. Takes it from
him. Yeah, because they don't, EJ is on the bench now.
Yeah, he's going to take it from EJ Manuel and steal that job.
I don't know, but Detroit still got a running game. They defense, they still got Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. What did Cam call him? Donkey Kong Sue?
Donkey Kong Sue.
Yeah, they still got him, so.
Chicago Bears play at the Carolina Panthers. Give me the Bears. Cam not right, man. He's still hurt. Hey, it's, man, obvious.
Last week exposed all the pep the flaws.
Hey, man, this is why you need wife beaters on your team, man. I'm sorry.
It's a woman beater, Mike.
I know it's wrong, but them niggas be good, man.
Why isn't he playing? I mean, San Francisco playing, they abusers, yeah, murderers.
Right. So just double standard.
Yeah, this.
So Carolina Panthers abusers is worse than the 49ers abusers?
Jerry Richardson fucking crying at a press conference for no reason.
For no reason. He crying about them losses. You know, we take it very seriously. We're going to be 1-5.
And look, he let them play that one game so he could go ahead and get that one victory. Mm-hmm. Just enough to be like, we're not trying to tank.
And then week two, they won without him. They was like, oh, nigga, fuck Greg Hardy. We don't need no goddamn Greg Hardy. Bitch, we good.
So if the Panthers get the number one pick this year, you think they should get Jameis? Because he going to the draft.
If the Panthers get the number one pick, they're not getting Jameis. Matter of fact, Jameis might not be the number one pick after the fucking right in the pussy thing.
But who better than him, though?
It don't matter. They so scared of this domestic violence policy. He gonna drop just because people gonna be like, nah, you gonna do something off the field.
Man, if they smart, they will go ahead and have arranged dates for these players. I've been trying to institute this as a policy for 2 years now. They need to make this happen. I've been ahead of the curve. They need to make this happen. That's the only way you'll fix this. Because she get paid to get slapped around or whatever you want to do to her. That's what they did to cure Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need to institute it league-wide, and it'll cut down on all these domestic violence charges for the new players.
Cleveland Browns at the Tennessee Titans. The world is picking the Browns. I don't know how they feel comfortable with that.
Because Tennessee trash, man.
But the Browns are 1-2, and then they're getting Ben Tate back, who I think is overrated. Yep. I think they were better off with Terrence Weston and Isaiah Crowell, but Titans are playing Sankey more. Is that quarterback still hurt?
I don't know, but
because I fucked up last week. Remember when I picked Oakland over the whoever they played, and because Oakland was at home, that game was played in Europe. So if I had known that, I would have not picked Oakland at all. Like, so.
Well, Tennessee, man, they did beat Kansas City, they lost to Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Dallas. So I'm going to go with Tennessee. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tennessee.
I'm rolling with them. That's a good point. The Texans play the Cowboys. I didn't like how Aaron Foster looked last week, so I'm going with the Cowboys.
Man, he won't let. Man, he is really scared of backup running backs, dog. Why is he so scared of these backup running backs?
Why are you even playing?
This is 2 years in a row now.
Then he's like, I'm going to try to tough it out. Why, nigga? Alfred Bruno not going to take your job?
Right.
You way better than him. That nigga need like 40 rushes to get your same yards. Just calm down. Baltimore Ravens play the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to take the Colts. Fuck Steve Smith.
And luck we trust.
Steve Smith not going to be able to overcome that. The Eagles play the Rams. Everybody's picking the Eagles.
I'm going Rams. That's my sleeper pick. I'm going
Austin
Rams.
Davis is the starter. Quick. I'm going to go Eagles. Fuck it.
Man, I saw Nick Foles the last two games.
I picked against the Eagles every week.
Because even against that last week, last week they got smashed, right?
Yep.
But the week before, they barely won against the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Playing terrible. You know what I'm saying? That's really should be two losses, but he got the W. I'm going I'm going Rams. That's my sleeper pick.
Yeah, actually, I think I picked the Eagles last week. God damn, I can't believe I did that. Huh.
Damn, I don't know who to pick between the Saints and Buccaneers. Let's
see, Rams, Eagles. I'm going to pick the Eagles, man. I think Shady gets on track. God damn.
I hope he gets on track.
I need him.
I need him on track, God, too.
Come on, brother. Come on, bro.
Shady, if you're listening, brother.
Please.
God, we just want to thank you for all the things you do for us. We pray that you help Shady McCoy get his life together, help him on that field to get us minimum 20 plus fantasy points. In your name, we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Shady. Is you ready?
Shady.
Shady said,
ready?
He said he ready. I said, well, I'm ready too then.
Mm-hmm. Say you good, we good. I got the Saints over the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't.
Can't believe they both had the same record. Now,
and Shirley, your team won this past weekend. Props to you.
Props to you, Shirley. Way to tough it out, man.
Because I picked against them, and that's my bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bad.
Who they played last week?
I don't know, but they shouldn't have won.
Wasn't it like the Steelers or somebody good? Yeah, they played the Steelers and won by 3, man. That was a crazy game. Steelers played Jacksonville at Jacksonville. Give me the Steelers.
But it's hard to pick Jacksonville.
0-4, man. They started Blake Bortles, but he's still a rookie.
Yep.
Denver Broncos, Arizona Cardinals at Denver. Give me Denver.
Arizona record, brother.
Yeah, but Carson Palmer still got that nerve. They said, dog, did you hear the news about his nerve injury?
Nope. He not on my team. Fuck him.
1 in 100,000 people have that injury. And that's from car wrecks. Nope. Not starting them.
What kind of nerve injury do he? Damn, I'm about to Google him.
Right. This nigga must got some. Like, they going to name his shit after him. Like, they be like, oh, you got Carson Palmer surgery? To get rid of that? That's what they going to have to be like. What kind of surgery y'all going to give me, doctor? Well, here's the good news. You ever had anything named after you? Because that's what this surgery is now.
But why is he still playing?
He not playing. The backup been playing, Drew Stanton. And now they're like, you know, maybe Carson Palmer will try to play through the nerve injury this Sunday.
Damn, this ain't still, the title of the headline is still no cure.
Yeah, no cure. They looking for a cure to this nigga.
People out here surviving Ebola. But he can't get a cure for his shoulder? God damn.
Yeah, dog. So I'm going to roll with Denver. I just don't think they can beat Peyton.
But they say it's okay. They saying it's structurally sound and won't require surgery.
Right. So he think he gonna try to play anyway.
But a visit to the spine specialist says otherwise. The auxiliary nerve contusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's in his shoulder. So if his shoulder's fine, it's not fine because he got a nerve contusion in it.
Mm-hmm.
Make up your mind which one it is.
Kansas City Chiefs at the 49ers. Ooh.
49ers for me.
Ooh.
I got
Give me the cheese. This is Alex Smith versus his old team.
Yep.
On a quest for vengeance.
I got Kaepernick in my fantasy league.
Kaepernick?
Yep.
Yeah.
He in my fantasy league, so I got to
Okay, that makes sense.
He my starter. I'm riding with you, dog. Don't make me put Ryan Fitzpatrick in, though.
Chargers versus the Jets. I'm going to go with Chargers and then say Mike Vick will be starting in week 5.
Damn it, I don't want to go against Geno. Geno, you my dog. You my dog. But until Rod decides if he's smart or stupid.
I can't tell. Last 2 weeks, man, has been real bad on the stupid side.
I'm going to have to pick against you.
But no, you want to know what's funny?
Before that, he was good.
You want to know what's funny?
They called back his
If they hadn't called back that one touchdown, I still would be like, yo, man, he looked kind of smart.
Right.
But then he had got that one touchdown call back, not by his fault. And then he got the 2 bad games, and I got to go with stupid right now. Bengals and the Patriots, give me the Bengals.
Yeah. AJ Green, man, man, put some tape on his toe and give me these points, man.
And the Bengals defense is actually good, and Tom Brady isn't.
Man, they've been good for a minute.
Yep. And Seahawks and the Redskins, I'll go with Seahawks.
I'm going to go with not Washington.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put my final score as 40-8.
See, this is the game Russell gonna disappoint you, man. He's just gonna get you 24.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he might give me 10 points this week because he's gonna I'm just gonna hand the ball off to Marshawn and just stay over here and chill.
I'm going with a field goal for Washington.
Yeah, I said 8. You know, 2 field goals and safety in garbage time. Russell get him safe because he's going to be like, you know, we don't want to.
Who did I miss the pick? Who did I miss?
I don't know.
Oh, it's saying, okay, I didn't pick the Saints. Why would I'm not, obviously not going with Tampa Bay.
Right. You got some questions in the chat. Let me just get these out of the way in case you want to ask questions. Living in Cleveland now. It's from Ashley Flocka Dad in Twitter. I mean, on Precast. Living in Cleveland now, I will say this. LeBron knows what he is doing economically for the cities. They say 10 new businesses are opening in the city since he came back. It's crazy. People, hopefully people appreciate it more this time. Damn. 10 new businesses?
Right. And I think you answered my response to that is hopefully they appreciate it more. Mm-hmm. So why should he be doing anything for a city that don't appreciate him? Like if he was decide the next free agency he leaving, they'll be burning his jerseys again.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he do bring them a championship.
Just a better person, man. Once there are two black comedians on the bill, the club calls an urban comedy show. I think this is Leslie talking about our Ari Spears. Before the show, he hit me up and told me to play his video and retweet it. And I said, don't you not let black people open up for you on the road? And he said, come on, brother, or some shit. And I was like, don't prove that brother shit with me. A, don't out me like you did Torrey Roderick. First of all, there's a silent E between the D and the R. And then secondly, I'll out you how? I wasn't going to out you, Leslie Mack. Come on, man. I wouldn't do that. Man, people getting mad at me on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, Leslie, you low-key bae. I mean, I know you married and all.
Come on, man. Why are you doing this right
well,
now?
Why would we let something like wedding vows stop us from being great? We could be great together.
Andrew, man, I'm sorry about this, man. I would never disrespect your wife like this or your relationship.
Oh, they married in real life? Huh?
Yeah, they are married,
I
man.
I thought they were just joking.
No.
Man, you know how when a black woman get with a white dude, she'd be like, yeah, that's my hubby.
Mm, okay.
Congratulations.
Yep. So I tweeted out today, Tony Stewart should make a guest appearance on How to Get Away with Murder. And a lot of racing fans have been mad at me all afternoon, man.
Why?
They been hitting me up, man, like, you don't know anything about racing. First of all, it's a fucking joke.
Well, how can you not know about racing? You drive a car as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. I just want to go fast. If you're not first, you're last.
And then second of all, one of these dudes got mad at me. And he has a fucking Dale Earnhardt comfort on his. So he told me to get over it.
They not even
oh, friends. I gotta get over it, but Dale Earnhardt Sr., you still buying his memorabilia? That make you get over it.
Yeah, they wasn't even friends.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have liked each other. Sr. was an asshole, no disrespect.
Yeah, but, dude got mad as shit at me, man.
I mean, if Ricky Bobby can drive in circles real fast and win, is it really a sport? It seemed like the car doing all the work.
Yeah.
I challenge the validity of that being a sport.
Mm-hmm. Dude said this kid is trying to make people stop saying wrong, stupid statements about Tony Stewart.
It's a fact.
I'm going to say as wrong and stupid as murdering someone on camera. they so easy to troll. They so easy to troll, man. It's amazing. Like, I'm not even really, like, I didn't start my day like I'm gonna troll these niggas. I just made a joke. People thought it was funny. And motherfuckers could not take the joke, man.
Why so serious?
Yeah, dude. He had no control over the car at the time. He went from a fucking standstill to running into a dude that was walking across the track.
I mean, all jokes aside, he is a killer race car driver, though.
He was killing them on the track.
Yeah. He is murdering fools out there. Yeah. He is that good.
Yeah. Who kills more people on the track? Childish Gambino or Tony Stewart? Vote.
Who ends more careers? Tony Stewart or Jay-Z?
I'm gonna say that. Who ends more careers on the track? Tony Stewart or wait, didn't LL Cool J end a lot of people's careers?
He did too.
LL Cool J. Yeah. Fuck these people. Fuck about that redneck killer. Nigga talking about he had no control over the car. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was a professional race car driver. Mm-hmm. Then he was like, I said, plus, you know, saying someone should be on How to Get Away with Murder doesn't actually mean you're a murderer. Some of the people get away because they didn't do it, right? And then he was like, oh, I haven't watched the show. So I can't talk about racing if I haven't watched racing, but he could talk about a show that he hadn't watched. Well, that's okay.
Who killed more people? Who got a better driving record, Brandy or Tony Stewart?
Same to me. It's tied 1-1, from my understanding.
Brandy could be a NASCAR driver then.
Did you know nobody wants to host the 2022 Olympics?
Yeah, it's just a drain. What do you get out of having the Olympics in your city, in your country?
Yeah, everybody that's been hosting it lately has either lost money or had terrible amenities. It's not what it used to be.
Yeah, unless they're going to put it back in Atlanta at the old facilities from 96, I don't need the United States government spending money on some facilities for people to play games.
And the Winter Olympics are the worst because it's so few places you can play them.
What, they still have the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, that's what the ones they did in Russia, Sochi.
Oh.
But, and then the people, people talking about how the water was brown and shit. Well, like,
I didn't watch. I just know it was something with the Olympics. I don't watch the Olympics. It's like watching soccer on TV.
Norway's ruling party voted against funding Oslo's 2022 Winter Olympics bid, essentially forcing the city to drop out of the race. It's just the latest in a long series of cities and countries who have given an emphatic no to the Olympic quagmire.
Smart.
Well, you know, also it's corrupt and you have to pay for it. All those people are under investigation for taking bribes and shit. Like, it makes sense that people are like, I don't want to do it. So 55.9% of Norwegians said they didn't want the games.
That was kind of close, though.
Yeah.
I wonder what 100 people they polled.
I think it was an actual vote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stoking some of the anger was the IOC's list of demands for a bid, which included a cocktail reception with Norway's king, with tab on either the royal family or Norwegian's Olympic Committee. Other commands, cars and drivers for IOC members.
How many members are there?
I don't know.
Because they, like, is that like a two-party member that's meeting the king? Or is this,
you know,
like
it's a whole lot
100,
of niggas.
Just like, you know, 50 to 100 people.
You know they're going to be bringing their cousins and shit.
Man, they got to rent the top floor of all the nice hotels.
Cars and drivers for IOC members with special dedicated highway lanes. Niggas think they T.D. Jakes? What kind of shit is this?
They getting presidential treatment.
Street lights synchronized to prioritize IOC traffic.
Damn.
Separate airport entrance for IOC members. Hotel mini bars must have only Coca-Cola products. Now that's just an asshole move.
That's Coke. That's
Is
Coke
this
for
a
me
motherfucking
right,
Sierra? Is this Sierra Mist? Get this shit out of my face. The Olympics is off. It's canceled.
That's Coke demands right there, man. Coke been sponsoring the Olympics for a long
time. I took a sip of Mountain Dew this morning. Smell my breath. You smell that? Doesn't that smell like Mountain Dew to you and not Sprite? The Olympics is canceled. I feel like that's what they'll be doing anytime they have an argument. Is that a red light? So I got to stop my chauffeur car? No. Okay. Olympics off. That's it. Everybody get your shit. We going. No, please. I'll see. Please. Fuck you.
Cancel
Norway.
Cancel that bitch.
Pour the champagne on you. Cancel this bitch. Can't handle kids, man.
All, show them what to do.
All meeting rooms. Wait, Samsung phones for all IOC members. How hard it is to get Samsung phones?
They all got their own phones already? What kind of world?
They already got iPhones. They want extra phones.
They want waterproof phones and shit.
All meeting rooms must be kept at exactly 68 degrees. Running up the damn AC bill.
Exactly.
Exactly 68.
Man, what kind of ridiculous command is that?
They're going to be bringing in thermostats and shit. This says 69. You know, 69 is an unlucky number for us.
He going to slap the bellhop. Yeah. I said I want the goddamn room to be 68 degrees.
Is this a bead of perspiration on my forehead?
You know we don't use deodorant where I come from.
Yeah. You got us in here sweating.
I needed a cool 68 degrees.
All furniture must have Olympic appearance, whatever that means. ILC members will be received with a smile on arrival at a hotel. So, yeah, man.
So you got to be happy about spending all that money for them to come to your crib.
Yep. A lot of places apparently withdrew. There's Krakow, Poland, Stockholm.
I thought you said the Krakow.
The Krakow. Sound like Martin. Krakow.
Damn, Gina.
Krakow, Poland has withdrawn from there. Stockholm, Sweden. Bladow, Germany. No, just kidding. Stockholm, Sweden. Munich, Germany. Davos, St. Moritz, Switzerland. And Lviv? I don't know. Ukraine. Was dropped out from before the IOC selected three finalists.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy, too, man, is the fact that they have a limited number of places to even do the Winter Olympics. You think they would be out here paying people to help to host it for them.
Dude, you know what else is crazy? Like, I can't imagine being a Winter Olympian because the cities that you get a choice to go to are shit. I don't want to go to these places. Hey, man, you get to go compete like once or twice in your entire lifetime at the highest level of your field. Cool. Where do you get to go? It's down to Beijing, China. And Almaty, Kazakhstan. Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I was really hoping for France. Yeah, man. They declined. But what about, like, maybe Sweden? Hell no.
You know, I heard them Swiss women.
Yeah, I heard the Swiss is fine. They don't want to do this shit. It costs too much. Niggas ain't want to give us green M&Ms.
What about Canada? Can we go to
Canada? Oh, you know what? Canada, we thought Canada would be a good choice, too. Turns out they don't want to change the streetlights. Yeah. Got a couple of red lights when we went to visit.
I mean,
and,
Canadians are so friendly, so hospitable. We can't work something out with Canada.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, man, but Canada street lights, you know, we got a couple reds when we went there. So, I don't know.
Damn it.
By the way, people answering my poll. Donald Gambino. The Dago just says Hall of Fame tweet.
I don't think they know. Some of them don't know about Tony Stewart.
El has crossed over. He's gone Hollywood. So guess he's saying Tony Stewart. LOL. Oh, shit. Cold-blooded, man. I ain't responded to tweets no more. All right. Well, get the fuck out. I don't know what Jay Missouri problem was.
That's the one that first hit you up with the.
Fuck LOL, says the dude. Nah, that was a different dude.
Oh.
Shit. These aren't votes, guys. I'm not telling everybody, not counting votes of just curse words. Need a name. Tony Stewart or Childish Gambino. Who murders on the track more? All right, there we go. Tough call here, says 3 carry on item. So that dude once called me a sociopath. I'm glad he's back in the fold, man.
Welcome back to the inner circle.
Welcome back, man. I missed you, man. I didn't want you to unfollow me, but you know, I understand. Apparently my Paul Walker jokes was too much. Hey, guess who got paid? Eric Bledsoe. That nigga held out and he held out till he got his motherfucking money, dog. That's how you do it.
Like, paid?
Remember
top flight security.
Dog, I really thought the time to pay people was already passed. I didn't realize it was still niggas out here like, you coming off that money or what? He called they bluff, dude.
I wonder who his agent is.
I don't know. Let's see. It probably says.
His agent hit him with that, with that Green Bay, the Aaron Rodgers hit him with, like, just relax. I got this.
He got 5 years, $70 million.
$70 million.
They initially offered him 4 years, $48 million.
I think that's my cousin, man.
Yeah, I think you look like. I think we should visit him.
I know.
It's still below the maximum contract, $80 million that he.
Really?
Oh, Rich Paul is his agent.
Really?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I like that they wanted to pay him 48.
Right.
His agent wanted 80. they got 70.
Right. That's an extra 30.
Yeah.
They got an extra 30 out of that.
And he was a restricted free agent and didn't nobody want to make an offer because they knew that it'd get matched. The size didn't budge in negotiations until talks finally progressed in the last few days. All summer, I knew I really would be the most comfortable coming back to Phoenix because of the great fans, my sons, teammates, and our coaches. Bledsoe lied in the statement released by the team. I'm very happy I was able to work out this way. Oh, I bet you are happy. You see the millions.
How you going to play this shit, though?
Hey, man, do you ever think that, like it's just like, you know, like having an agent is like, you know, me and you, right? Like if I was your agent and then like we just, it's just a couple niggas in the room like, yo, what I'm gonna do, dog, you don't say nothing, I'm gonna go in there and just ask for 80 mil. He be like, nigga, they ain't gonna give me no 80 mil. What, are you stupid? I'll be lucky to get the 48. Let's just take the 48. Nah, look, man, trust me on this shit. What they gonna do? You're a restricted free agent, dog. They don't want to let you go. We just gonna go in. I'm gonna say 80 mil. You try not to laugh. I'm gonna try not to laugh. And we just gonna see if they break down. And then they go in there and they do it. And then it keeps being like, nah, we not gonna take it. Nah, we ain't got 48 mil. That's all we got, 48 mil. And then like when they get to 70, do they just be like, all right, well, thank you very much. I think this is a fair deal.
We would've won 75. It.
No, I think they just shake their hand, you know, hey, we gave you a discount, the $10 million we gave back because, you know, you guys are a loyal team and you guys have been good to us. I feel like this is a fair deal, man. Thank you so much. And then they leave the office and you be like, oh, nigga, we got them. Nigga, we would have took 50, 70 mil. Nigga, how many bitches on me tonight? The bitches is on me. Like, I feel like that's how it has to go. Not that Eric Bledsoe isn't worth money, but 70 mil. Like, I wonder if, like, I hope my man Lance Stevenson ain't paying attention to this kind of shit. Lance, like, man, fuck.
But he got to be mad at the Pacers, not the Hornets.
Yeah,
though.
That's true. That's true. We gave him the deal he wanted.
Yeah, the Pacers is the ones that screwed him over. And they looking so sick right now.
He faced the October 1st deadline to sign a $3.7 million qualified offer. Oh, he came up. He was only going to get $3.7 million. For one season next year, that would have been it.
But next year he would have got it because he'd have balled out.
Yeah, he would have became an unrestricted free. But 3.7, Justin. 3.7 no. Compared to 70 million. Oh, what does that feel like?
Man, your pockets just got fatter. you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know he's driving a Lamborghini today.
But how much of it do you take out of the bank and spread it out on your bed?
And fuck a chick on it. Oh.
How much? You know, yeah. 10,000.
Give me
10,000.
100,000. Give me, like, that's enough money to go to the bank and be like, hey, I just got a quick question. I just want to see my money. How much does 100,000 look like in hundreds? Okay, that's not enough. Give me 100,000 in tens. Yeah, I'm gonna fuck my woman on this bed tonight. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Do y'all take back soiled money? Because it's gonna be soiled.
I got $100,000 on the bid.
Yeah.
I gotta have multiple chicks.
Oh yeah, whatever. Whatever your preference is. I'm not into the multiple chick thing, but if I was, understood. Yeah.
I don't even have to touch the other women. I just need them there for ambiance.
Right. Like I just want like a cheering section.
Yeah, they there for ambiance.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind women like maybe just in the background like, go Roderick, it's your birthday. You know what I mean? Like
Roger, you are fucking that pussy. Right. You are tearing that pussy up on that bunny.
I would be okay with that, man.
That's he living a dream right now, man.
How Dr. Dose stacks on Twitter, but he ain't send us no email, man. He responded back, Tony Stewart, because white folks count for more in America. Gambino killed the ATL weekend, but I say Tony Stewart, says Brothers. Not touching this one, Charles said, what?
Don't be scared, man.
Oh, you scared, dog?
Scared, say you scared.
Another tough one, I'll go with LL Cool J. Correct, also too soon. How's it too soon? Beano on your TiVo, says one dude.
I don't know what that means, but you know, whatever. It sounded funny.
Yeah, how close was Aaron Hernandez to a track when he killed all those dudes? Sir, as far as I know, Aaron Hernandez is innocent.
I can't believe that dude brave enough to even mention A-Ron's name with such slander.
Yeah.
A-Ron, that dude, man.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Free A-Ron.
Yeah, he hasn't been convicted of anything. But, yeah, man. Eric Bledsoe is fucking rich, man. God, I know he's so
props to him happy and his agent. Today.
Yeah, man. I was the only thing that could have made that story better is if Jay-Z would have been his agent.
You know what happened? Because August the 1st was Wednesday. They was playing games on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
For practice. They went to practice and saw what life was like without him just at practice.
Yeah. Like, damn, man, we can't score. Just give him the money, man.
Because they saw the summer league and was mm-hmm. like, well, it's summer league, blah, blah, blah. Then they went to practice with them dudes with all the other players except for Bledsoe. Mm-hmm. Coach was like,
Oh, and he came back in good shape, too.
Make this happen.
Wojo said that on Twitter. He came back in great shape, so that probably helped. Accuser says Jerry Jones paid to keep her silent. Which is reason number 75, Roger Goodell will not lose his job. The owners is out here fingering bitches.
Hey, they're not even talking about
not even discussing
or anything.
Yeah. When is Jerry Jones going to get suspended? That's what I want to know.
Man, Jerry Jones is like, I invented football for you bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have the NFL if it wasn't for me.
Yep. I'm going to ask Adam Schefter. Hey, when is Jerry Jones gonna get suspended? He ain't gonna answer my question.
He should get a 4-year too. You know the other thing too, man, with that Ray Rice situation is the fact that they retracted his original suspension and gave him the 4-year. They mm-hmm. gotta give everybody a 4-year now, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to.
I feel like, or at least send you home till you get it legally resolved. That's what y'all doing with everybody else, right? But the owner's different because they old and they white and they don't be on the field. So people just feel like it's a completely different, like they get a right to due process that these black dudes who are lucky just to get a check as far as America is concerned don't deserve. It's fucking stupid, man.
He got to get a year.
People don't really care about women. They just care about fucking making the problem go away till they can assuage their own guilt.
And if not, they saying sexual assault is not as bad as him punching a woman. Right. And like, you can, so you saying sexually assaulting the female is not as bad as punching her in the face? No, they, I don't know which one, if one worse than the other, but they both evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed you, man.
An Oklahoma woman says in a lawsuit that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones paid her at least 4 years to prevent her from reporting an alleged sexual assault. Jada Weckerly's attorney, Thomas Bowers, filed an updated lawsuit Monday that accused Jones of forcibly touching Weckerly's genitals, kissing her on the lips without her consent more than 5 years ago, then bullying her into not reporting the alleged attack. The lawsuit seeks more than $1 million in damages. Jones has denied Wickerly's allegations, and the Cowboys on Wednesday deferred to an earlier statement from Jones' attorney, Levi McArthur, calling the claims completely false. This is nothing more than an attempt to embarrass and extort Jerry Jones, said a statement made immediately after the lawsuit was initially filed September 8th. I'll tell you this much. If there's any track record of that money, his ass is in trouble.
Oh, it's a record. You know, she got deposit statements.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If there's any record of money, you know, assuming this woman's not lying, his ass is in trouble. Because what would you be paying her for 4 years if it's all completely false?
Because even if she depositing cash
mm-hmm.
into some type of an account, what is she doing to get, you know, $20,000 in cash or $500 in cash? You know what I mean? Like, there's not a paycheck where she was taxed on it. It's, mm-hmm. it's trouble. And watch the IRS come after her. Like Jerry Jones is going to put the IRS on her for having this large amount of money.
Yep.
While he out here trying to dig in her butt with his finger. He's so nasty.
He's trying to put his thumb in her butt.
He's so old and nasty.
Yeah, completely false. I use my thumb. I ain't put no fingers in there. Bowers did not return a phone message Wednesday afternoon. Both sides recited a gag order issued on the case. Since the suit was first filed, his reason for declining additional comment. The updated version of the lawsuit filed this week, parts of which were blacked out when publicly released per a judge's order, claims Jones and the Cowboys sent money to Weckerly's bank account from 2009 to at least 2013. Wow. The Cowboys, so he did it with NFL money? Can't even say it's just a private matter? The lawsuit says that bank records can prove the payments occurred. There's no records, though no records are included in her court filing. She also accused Jones, the Cowboys, and a longtime lawyer for Jones for taking her cell phone's memory card, which contained photos that were then leaked and posted on the internet. A hearing on Friday is expected to address whether the lawsuit was filed too late due to a 5-year statute of limitations. Workley's updated lawsuit accuses Jones of working to keep her from reporting the assault until after the statute of limitations expired. Yeah, that's probably what he did. Yeah, I'll pay you off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep. Up 5 years? Fuck you, bitch. I ain't giving you shit. A Dallas police spokeswoman on Wednesday said spokesman said he cannot confirm whether an assault was reported to police, citing the department's policies on keeping any such records confidential if they are filed. The lawsuit does not say where the alleged assault occurred or on what date.
So now the police not releasing charges filed against other people. When this happened? Because we see this shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they releasing audio tapes of people, you know, committing and reporting crimes. Now all of a sudden, you can't release stuff?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Jerry Jones out here in these streets throwing digits up in your girls, but y'all expect, you know, NFL to start caring about women, folks.
And wasn't she like 16 at the time?
Yeah, nah, I don't think that was it. She was like a stripper.
Oh, that's not the young girl. That's Dwight Howard with them young girls.
I read an article today, speaking of this, while we're on the topic, where I think it was, who was it? USA Today. Nancy Armour wrote a piece that said, hey, NFL, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. In addition to, you know, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? They said, why don't y'all do something about that? It's too soon. It really is too soon. And I don't say that to defend the league. These motherfuckers are not savvy enough to do this. They just haphazardly fucked up and became aware of the idea that women might be people and people might care about them and might be pissed. It's going to take at least to a year before they're capable of throwing some purple on and having players address like domestic violence in the media. It's going to be at least a year. These motherfuckers are not ready for this. Like, I get that other people, their job is to go on, they treat it like their job. They go on social media, they advocate for causes. They're very good at talking about these things. These motherfuckers aren't good at that. They barely can talk about gay shit. It took them having a gay player try to make the league to really get these dudes to stop saying homophobic shit.
And they still can't talk about it.
Way they did it was by not talking about it at all.
Because anytime they do talk about it, somebody gets suspended because they say stupid shit.
Yeah, it's just too soon. I'm not even saying this, that's a good excuse. To me, that's another reason Roger Goodell's fucked up and should be fired. But it's still too soon. I mean, if you look at his itinerary for the last month, it's just been a bunch of meetings talking about domestic violence with different groups. Talk to DeMarie Smith about domestic violence. Talk to National Organization of Women about domestic violence. Talk to the Domestic Violence Association about domestic violence. Talk to someone. Like, it's just, that's all he's been scheduling. He hasn't been doing any talking appearances. By the way, have you noticed that the calls for his job have seemed to cease after that terrible press conference he gave?
Yeah, because the game started the Thursday and then Sunday.
And he gave himself a deadline that the media accepted.
Yep.
Hey, I'll have something by Super Bowl. Okay. Looks all good to us. Thank you, buddy. What kind of shit is this? Well, that's anyone in the room could have been like, well, do you really think that's good enough considering that the time frame of all these, you know, issues coming up so fast? Mm-hmm. Nope, everybody just was like, okay, see you at Super Bowl. Super Bowl week, he'll probably give a slight announcement, answer a couple questions, do another press conference. Everybody's going to act like nothing happened.
It's going to take 4 months, really?
Four months?
Really?
4 months to come up with, hey, you probably shouldn't be hitting these women? All right. Okay, buddy, whatever you say. But, yeah, she wants people to wear purple, and you know, with the pink or whatever, just add some purple to it.
Do some tie-dye, pink and purple.
Because she understands the league has a big profile. I mean, right after the Ray Rice domestic violence incident, the hotline for domestic violence calls spiked 84% in the days after the Rice tape surfaced September 8th. Now, that could just be more men start beating their women, or maybe just more women start reporting it, realizing that the cycle needed to stop.
All the people that had him in fantasy league.
Mm-hmm.
Mad as hell, went home and took it on their woman.
Right,
took it out on their woman. Just
what? Just bitches like you, y'all not loyal.
What you talking about, baby? I am loyal. Are you talking back to me?
Yeah. But yeah, you know, maybe they can raise some money for it. Now I do, and the other thing is, it's not simple. So I think the players do need to be trained to talk about it. I think the owners, I think everyone that will potentially have a mic in front of them involved with the NFL needs to have training on how to talk about it. Because as we've seen from Twitter, these motherfuckers can be completely misogynistic assholes when it comes to talking about this topic.
Yeah, didn't they have Pac-Man Jones doing this? Wasn't he the speaker?
Yeah. Like 2 years, this year, actually.
Yeah.
For the rookie symposium.
Yeah, maybe they need to do better.
Nah, they always do that. I'm fine with that. They always bring in a guy who learned his lesson. I don't care about that. They're talking internally to the NFL. I wouldn't care.
So Ray Rice doing the next year,
right? Wouldn't care. Yeah, I wanted to say that. I'm not like these people that's like, I'll never forgive him. He needs to die, go to hell. Look, man, he fucked up. I'm willing to allow for the idea that he can get help and learn and not be that same person. I hope that's what happens. I'm not one of these people that I need him to stay in a certain lane so that I can always feel a certain way about him
and never work again.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of person. Like Justin says, I'm too forgiving sometimes, and maybe that's true. But I personally would love for that dude to actually have learned something from this and be a good father and be a good husband, and we never hear about it again. And the odds of that happening is so low.
Yeah,
when you look at the statistics of it, it's so fucking low. But God, I hope he can do it, because what positive could be gained from him to continuing to hit his woman and raise a daughter in that? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Now, I personally don't think he should be suspended for the rest of the year like right. He was. But at the same time, I'm okay with it.
Right, exactly. He's like a dude that I won't save, but yep. I don't want to see. I don't wish. I'm not wishing ill upon him. I just don't think I wouldn't put my rep on the line to save that dude like some people are doing.
Yeah, because I can't say that and be like, Vic should be in the league.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And if you can ride for Vic, then you need to ride for Ray Rice too. Anybody else that's given their consequences and served their consequence. And he was given a 2-game suspension. And he was dealt with in the court of law. I don't know what else you want from the man.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I personally am not invested in seeing these dudes like tarnished for the rest of their lives. If that's what happens, that's what's happened. Like Justin said, I'm not. It won't be no skin off my sack if this nigga is done on these streets. But at the same time, like, yeah, I think it'll be better for everybody if something positive can come of this, because nothing but bad shit has happened so far.
And he kind
of
went away too. I haven't heard anything about him, his appeal, mm-hmm. Or Janae. Like, they just kind of faded away the last few weeks.
Yeah, and see, that's kind of the problem, is that's all people really want. You know what I mean? Everybody just really wants them to go away. That's what the NFL wants. That's what the fans want. And they're giving people what they want, and then we're going to end up in a situation where the only thing that really came out of this is Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson went away, but the problem is still the same.
Yep.
The NFL still has a systematic problem. Society still has a systematic problem. The courts still have a systematic problem. You know, the fans still have a systematic problem with hating women, but it's just going to get heaped onto Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson, and a handful of other guys as if, like, well, those were the bad apples. We can continue with, you know, the sport now, right?
Yeah, Wes Wick out here smoking crack, getting to come back early. Ray Rice should, too.
Yeah, so it's just kind of, you know, interesting or whatever.
No disrespect to anybody that smoke crack.
Yeah, Linda Brothers in the chat said, word, I won't lose sleep if it happens, but I hope something positive comes out of all this stuff for Ray, his wife, and other family. Yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. I'm not rooting against the dude getting help and hopefully becoming a better person just so I can feel better on Twitter or be right on social media on the podcast. That shit don't make my life no better to be right about Ray Rice, you know, and vice versa. I still feel like when I looked at that tape and I watched all those women talk about it, people say that doesn't look like a first time thing. I agree with them, because some people keep going, well, if they say it's one time, then you just got to believe them. I don't believe them. I look at that tape, the way they covered it up, the way they convinced Roger Goodell that it wasn't a problem, the way that she took responsibility for it to help him save his job. It's probably not the first time. You know, not to mention the rumors through the grapevine and people that I know personally that have told me stuff about him and about her and her family and how she's been dealing with that shit. Yeah, it's probably not the first time, you know, and I'm not even giving them the benefit of the doubt. Like, looked like some shit that wasn't the first time, looked like some routine shit. So anyway,
And it don't even have to be that hard for him.
Like, it really don't.
They hold it. They are going to teach you how to control them mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to teach you how to mentally abuse them.
Yeah, they got a program coming up soon, right? Just make sure you there. Don't count.
What if that's the NFL's program? See, a lot of you guys think you got to put your hands on your woman, and that's where you're wrong. Let's go down the abuse chart here, guys. Somebody open up the slides. Yeah, as you can see, number one, emotional abuse. A lot of you guys aren't taking advantage of emotional abuse. Did you know emotional abuse in the NFL was down 70% last year? Right. We need to get those numbers up, guys. All right. A little too much physical abuse. A little too, not enough emotional abuse. So monetary abuse.
Wait. What is emotional abuse? Can you, cause I don't know what that is.
Okay. A lot of you guys don't know abuse. Have any of you guys cheated on, raise your hand if you've cheated on, oh wow. Okay. Matter of fact, raise your hand if you haven't cheated on your woman. Okay, so it's just two of you guys. All right, so you guys aren't emotionally abusing your woman. Like, when's the last? What do you tell your woman when you cheat on her? You. What do you tell her?
Usually, I tell her that, you know, sorry, baby, it won't happen again.
Oh God! Wow. Yeah, one of these. Okay.
Then after that, for whatever reason, I end up having sex with a sister again. I don't know why.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the slide for good emotional abuse tactics. Okay. Thank you. One of the tactics you can use when you're cheating on your woman and you get caught, several responses. Response number one, bitch, stay out of my phone. Now, how many of you guys have used that? Okay. I see a lot of Ravens raising their hands. All right. Representing over there.
Go for the Niners.
Go Niners. Oh, shit. The Niners are everywhere.
Panthers in the house, too.
Right. Now, see, a lot of you guys are going. Now, number two, punch her in the face. How many of you guys did that? Oh, now see, that's a trick. You're not supposed to punch her in the face.
It's not emotional.
What did we just talk about, guys? Emotional abuse. That's right. You talk about physical abuse.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
I see now. Damn. All right.
Number two would be you leave the house and you just go stay with that bitch. That's what you do.
So hold on. So I got a question. So You saying that if I walk in the house, and I tell my woman, take all her clothes and throw them in the trash. From now on, she got to walk around naked, and She can't leave the house.
Yes.
I could do that instead of just choking her
out. That's a good technique. Now, one of the problems with this technique is women tend to get very emotional about their clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So she might try to physically attack you. Here's some techniques to get out of that. Leave the house. Hmm. That's one of the good ones. You can also take her clothes while she sleep.
Okay.
So that she doesn't even know she doesn't have clothes until she wakes up.
Okay.
Then she can't leave the house. You walk outside, she got to stay inside. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You can leave a hold of water, but you can't make
exactly.
them think.
Exactly.
Okay.
Number two on the abuses that people are neglecting here. A lot of you guys aren't using monetary violence. Okay. Now, a lot of you have stay at home wives. They raise all your kids, even the ones they didn't have. Am I right, guys? Come on.
Babies up top.
Yeah. Who all here? Raise your hand. You got some break babies. All right. Oh, no. You keep your hand up, Cromarty. You keep your hand up. All right. Yeah. So, you want to take your break babies and bring them on home to her and stuff. So now she's dependent on these children are dependent on her. So you give her what? You give her allowance. You give her a little bit of money. You break it off to her. She's like, oh shit, I got some money. Go buy the kids some new Jordans. Break myself off so I can get my hair did. You know, get my makeup did. You know, buy me an iPhone 6, whatever. So what you want to do is once you get her dependent on this income, right? Because there's no, if you're not divorced or separated, or even better, if you're not even married in the first place,
that's a safe bet.
Come on. A lot of y'all, I know what you're talking about. Oh, don't be ashamed now. We don't keep the gays in the league, but we're all fornicate. Am I right? I'm sorry, Michael Sam. I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry.
Hey. It's all love, brother.
Yeah, you good. You good. But yeah, I mean, you can still use this. Once you get them dependent on that money, anytime they start asking, where you been? Why come you don't love me like you used to? You know, the questions that they all ask. You correct the money, y'all. You say, hey, no allowance this week. You're being bad. It works on children and it works on the parents, the moms.
Okay, so put her ass in time out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tell her, hey, I know you want to get your hair done. you won't be getting your hair done this week because you've been asking too many damn questions.
Well, now I need her to keep her hair done because, you know, she reflect me. And
well, whatever.
You know, without you that know. Weave, she don't have any hair.
Well, listen, though. If you
and
don't,
she's scared to go natural.
If you don't want to do tough love, then you might as well not do love at all. You know what I'm saying? When we take you, you think we don't love the players when we take you guys out here and we say run 100 yards in the hot sun with no water? But we do it to make you better. So if you're not willing to abuse your woman, then do you really love her?
Think about it. You got a good point, man. Spell the rod, spoil the child.
Exactly.
You got a
think
good
about
point.
It. That's think
in
about
the,
it.
That is in the Bible.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's one way to get to her. You know, another way to get to her, use the children against her. Mm-hmm. You know, take the children out, do fun stuff, get ice cream with them, take them to the movies. You know, you want to go to the movies. Take them around your other woman. You know, but then when you take them home, the kids like you more than her.
Yep.
So if she ever starts acting up, you say, hey, I'll take custody of these children. Mm-hmm. That's another way. Didn't have to put a single hand on her, guys.
You know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to tell her mama she got to get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Her mama got to go. Yeah.
Verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. A lot of you guys, look at the stats right here. Go back to chart one. Verbal abuse. Down 57%.
I mean, I called my whole bitch all the time.
From a year ago? Yeah, I mean, no, some of you guys are good at it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Some of you guys are pretty good at calling them, disrespecting them and stuff like that. But you guys, it's beyond just calling them out their name, guys. Like, here's a good verbal abuse that a lot of guys aren't using these days. You do look fat in those jeans. You see what I'm saying? It's very small. It's subliminal. You know? Right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You know, if you can say, it's not that I don't love you. I cheat on you because you don't go to the gym. So now you put your cheating off onto her. Thank you.
Preach, brother. Preach. Preach.
Thank you. You can sit down, Ray Lewis. You're not even in the league no more. But yeah, you want to use that, you know? If nothing else, hey, look, and if nothing else works, we go to religious abuse. Okay? There is something to back up everything in the Bible. Everything! Mm-hmm. You just got to be willing to use it. Oh, Ray Lewis standing up now. Now you can stand up. That's right. You can kill a man in the Bible. King David did it. The fuck that man, bitch. Okay? I mean, that's what you do. So, anyway, I've been Deion Sanders. Y'all have a good one. It's been great being able to be back up here and talk to you guys in the league. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys. No problem. Prime time. Thank you so much. But did you know they picked the district court judge for Ray Rice's trial?
Who picked him? The NFL picked him?
I think they appoint one.
They appointed their own judge.
And they're appointing, it's former district judge Barbara S. Jones. Oh, nigga, you lost. Barbara S. Jones.
Wait, oh, you talking about the appeal judge?
Yeah, the appeal
judge. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
For his indefinite suspension. He lost. She gonna uphold that shit.
Maybe.
What if she show up with makeup on her face and make it look like she got a black eye?
Maybe not.
She's going to be like, Mr. Rice, you like to hit women?
He need to use his pimp tactics and get her on his side.
I don't think he has any pimp tactics.
Or let Janae talk to her. He needed to let Janae know.
Yeah, maybe she could talk her into it.
That's the only man I've ever loved, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm. I love him so much. He hit me because he loved me.
Football is all we have.
They can't take away my joy. This is the only thing to keep him out of the house and off my ass. All right. She served in the Southern District of New York from 1996 to 2013. Also been an attorney in the Department of Justice and currently a partner in the law firm Zuckerman Spader. So Judge Jones is going to take the role, said Goodell.
He just need to make a donation to her foundation and he good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Put a little PAC money in her re-election campaign. Because don't judges have to get re-elected?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just need to put a little.
Well, she's not. She's a former judge, so she's not.
Well, how's she going to rule on this case?
It's like an arbitrator. So they have to go find somebody that's, like, willing to take it, that has some experience. He gonna win, I think. Really, I think the facts are on his side. Only way he loses is she's just like, nigga, you hit women. Sorry.
If they play the tape on loop the entire time, yeah, he done for.
She's like, what exactly did you expect to happen? Like, that's what she gonna. Your Honor, I mean, I had spit on her twice, and I didn't expect she was gonna come at me. I mean, it's kind of her, both our fault.
I mean, technically, I was training her just like I do my Rottweilers in my pits.
Mm-hmm.
When they come at me too, you know, when I'm training them to fight, I put them down.
Your Honor, we like to submit expert witness on dog fighting, Mike Vick. Come on, man. Come on, dog. I don't want to be up here. Come on, man. Mike Vick somewhere like, man, you see, they was talking about going to the bench for Mike Vick this week. He was like, nigga, if y'all niggas don't stop talking about me, this ain't got nothing to do with me. Gino is it. I've been telling y'all all week.
Look, Mike Vick, this is the first time Mike Vick realized what life is like without getting hit consistently.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want no problems no more.
Mike Vick hop out of the bed every morning and go, oh, his back don't crack.
He's looking at RG3 like, I remember that used to be me when I didn't know how to slide.
Mike Vick be going home chilling. Honey, do you want me to get some Epsom salt and some cold water? No.
I'm good.
I don't need that tonight.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I want to make love again.
I got extra energy.
Yeah, I'm healthy as shit. I'm fine. Baby, the kids are coming to hug you. Don't hug daddy, he's sore. No, they can hug me today.
Yeah, we can ask your girl to go play.
Yeah, y'all want to go out throw some football? Let's do it.
Let's go to the park. Y'all want to go to the park? Ride our bikes, though.
A petition has been filed that seeks to keep Adrian Peterson from seeing his son. Authorities in Minnesota filed a petition Friday seeking a protective order from the 4-year-old son of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. This won't go away.
Man, his son happy as hell. His wounds get to heal. But his mama, like, this, we just gonna rub some cocoa butter on it, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, man. What kind? I'm not saying it's gonna happen, but in the 4-year-old's mind, what kind of whooping does he think he about to get? Nigga. Nigga.
He's depressed right now.
That nigga, like, he think he is going to get killed.
He got high anxiety and depression right now.
I know his ass is like, I don't never want to see my daddy again. Cause I looked on the news and daddy in trouble cause of me.
And people have been telling him, yeah, your daddy, he can't play cause he whooped you.
Yeah, you know, somebody that told him at school, you know, I got your daddy on my fantasy team and now we lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause of you.
Cause you know the daycare worker. All my husband do is talk about how you fucked up his fantasy league.
I know. Oh, my God. Oh, you know that 4-year-old is like, daddy gonna make me eat more than leaves. He gonna make me eat dirt.
He's like, look,
sand.
Daddy, I'm gonna beat myself. Watch. Yeah, and ran his head into the wall.
Daddy, please don't. Oh, don't punch. Remember, because he thought he was gonna punch him in the face. Man, that little kid got to be scared of shit now.
Low-key, though, Adrian Peterson, you know, at first when I was like, well, you know, I hope whatever happened, I hope as long as the child's safe.
Yeah.
But the fact Adrian started coming out like, yes, I beat my son, and I do it again.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man, I don't care if you ever play football again. I know your standards of death penalty are a little different than mine, but he fit in my case, let this nigga die on that chair.
See, I think he could be saved because I think he really didn't know. I think the reason he was proud is because he had no fucking idea. Like, I think it's ironic, right? Because I feel like if he was ashamed, I would have been like, get this nigga to the fucking death row immediately. Because he knew he was wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This one, he was like, he tweeted her. I mean, he texted her like, he know daddy got the biggie hard, but daddy don't play. Like, you don't tweet that you don't text that when you know you did child abuse. You be like, I ain't touch that kid. Or something Man. Better excuse, like, he did that to himself. Like, this nigga was out there texting like, yeah, I whooped his ass, I do it again.
Man, knowing or not knowing.
Yeah.
4-year-old man.
I know.
Adrian Peterson was one whip away from that kid dying.
Dude, what did his mom say? My son ain't do nothing wrong. And what did he say his mom used to do? Beat him with extension cords, and I would never do that to my own son. He trying to get better. I know it sounds fucked up. This is the cycle of abuse. He was abused as a kid. He turned around.
That's why he's so angry.
Yeah, he turned around and he abused his kids. it's got to stop. And I'm, you know, same thing as Ray Rice. I'm hoping this is an educational moment, an aha moment, and he just was not aware. Because one thing about America that kind of fucking sucks, people really get very entitled when you talk about the way they their relationships, the way they raise their kids, you know, stuff like that, right? People get so entitled. And I guarantee you, this is one of them niggas that took pride in, like, my kids know I don't play that shit. Daddy Peterson whooped that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And somebody was like, man, is that your kid bleeding all over my carpet?
I just feel like because kids can't defend themselves. Right. I just view it slightly different.
Nah,
but
I don't
get what
you're
saying.
I don't blame you.
But I totally get what you're saying.
It's
but,
an emotional thing. You know, it's like, nah, it is like the death penalty for me. Where sometimes I'm so emotional, I'm like, someone else make this decision. Because if I did it, I killed the nigga. And I don't even want, I would never think about it again. You know what I mean? Like, it might be 20 years later, I'd be like, damn, I probably shouldn't have killed that dude.
For every lash he gave that boy, like, that's 5 seconds of the electricity running through his body. Like, I'm okay with that.
This is why I can't be charged with death shit. Like, if they made me the executioner and pull the switch, everybody be dying. Because all you got to tell me is what they accused of.
Be playing the torture game like Wu-Tang with Adrian Peterson.
Yep. Yeah, he raped 3 women and then he used their titties as punching bags. Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead and sit them down. Sir, that's enough. You can turn it off. Sir, this is a cruel and inhumane punishment. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I leave that on too long? So I'm not supposed to wait till the fire breaks out? I'm sorry, everybody. Who's next?
What happened? What did you do again, sir?
Yeah. I didn't do anything. Now have a seat, man. I feel like you did something.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
Yeah, you in here. You in here, so you must have did something.
Now, don't lie to me, boy.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it on longer. No. I'll leave it on too short.
Don't lie to me.
I'll be playing with the sleep. Is it? Not yet. I don't appreciate the way you was looking at me just now. You look like you got a problem.
Are you poking your chest out at me?
Yeah.
You raising your voice?
Something wrong with you? You got a little bass in your voice there? Got a little bass in your voice there, sir? All right. You had that bass and you was killing them kids. Oh, I'm sorry. My hand must have slipped.
How many states you wanted in, how many states you wanted there?
Yeah. Oh.
12.
Go fuck yourself, nigger. I'm a nigger now. Oh, damn. Oh, I bet you wish I left it on the whole time.
I can't go to South Carolina. What?
Yeah. Instead of sticking a needle into your vein, I stick it to like your muscle. So it takes a long time. Oh, I keep missing the vein. Oh, man.
You know what? It'll work faster if you inject it through the eyeball.
Man, here, drink some of this water. It dilute the poison. Take like an hour instead of 10 minutes.
Stick it in between their toenails.
But that's why I can't be in charge of death, man. Because I'll regret it later. It'd be like 20 years later, but I'd be like, man, I shouldn't have did that.
I wouldn't. I think I would enjoy it.
See, I do things.
I'll be filming it, putting it on Instagram, making vines.
Yeah, see, I'll do that. I do all that, too. But I feel like it'll be like on my deathbed. I'll be like, I was a bastard, too. I really should have just killed him.
Nope. Look,
that was wrong.
I'll be like, and may they remember me for... my quick temper.
You know, you probably right. You probably would do that. I'm not like you. Like, I feel bad about, like, when, like, how you and Chase got into it. Sometimes I'll be like, man, it really didn't need to go that way. They both good people. And you'll never feel nothing about it.
He's not a good person,
man. Yeah, you'll never feel nothing about it.
He's not a good person, man.
He
tried to, he doesn't even know my socioeconomic status, but he just judged it based on the fact that I was a black man.
He was jealous and insecure. That's all it was.
He tried every stereotype he could with me. You need to take care of your kids.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't have kids.
Why would you assume that?
Yeah, like every stereotype he could. For
but
a
you
black
know what's
man.
Funny though?
And he meant it.
He knew he needed to work on himself. Cause like he tried to like come talk about it like, man, I just was out of control, man. I need to work on myself. I'm wrong for this. I shouldn't have said that to Justin. And I think he even told you a couple times he tried to apologize.
Nope. No, he tried.
Nah, you told me he did.
He tried that backhanded, like the same way he was like, huh, you play good for a nigga. You know, like
he
tried.
He didn't literally say that, but
I mean, yeah, but he tried like that. Like
right.
This,
the backhanded.
Yeah.
I apologize, but not really.
Yeah, that's why I was like, get the fuck out of my face.
But yeah, he told me something one time where I was like, oh, he know he wrong. Okay. And it was okay for me, but you know, as long as you can't forgive him, then I have to like be against him too, so. Loyalty, man. just the price you pay.
Well, you remember, I stopped talking to that one dude after, like, that altercation at the gym. He was like, Rod, I'll punch you in your face. Okay, you won't, but I'm no longer talking to you anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't say a word to him until you was like, he apologized and we cool.
Yeah, that's all it takes. The petition reflect, but see, I feel like if he apologized to you, it wouldn't be cool still. I think that's the difference.
Because if it was a genuine apology, that's one thing. Like, he came to you and was like, yeah, those things were wrong. I fucked up. He's never actually came to me and been like, you know what? I fucked up for what I said. Y'all were wrong.
Okay.
He's never apologized to me like that.
All right. Well, yeah, I got a little conscience. Anyway, the petition reflects that a conscientious government agency wants to work with the parent to protect the child and to ensure that alternative methods of discipline are adopted. Rusty Hardin, Peterson's attorney, said in a statement, Adrian is very willing to continue cooperating with authorities in every way in order for them to conclude he is a good parent. The facts stated in the petition have been known to investigators from the beginning. They will be carefully considered in a courtroom by a judge and jury. We look forward to that day.
Now, here's the other thing, though, man. Don't go out your way to persecute Adrian Peterson either. Treat him just like you would any other child abuse case. Mm-hmm. Normally, it's DSS involved. They make you go to some parenting classes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do stuff like that. It's rarely charges brought against a parent in situations like that. Because they want a family structure. You want to reunify the child with the parent, especially when the parties want the child involved. But to be like, oh, well, we're gonna drag his name through the mud and special prosecutors and all this other stuff.
Well, he is who he is. And honestly, the case has gotten so much attention. It's a political thing now. I mean, when the governor is coming out saying you need to be off the team, I mean, that kind of tells you a lot about the status yeah. of.
It tell me he ain't doing his job as a governor. He need to be focused on other shit.
Yeah, but it tells you about the status of the environment around the case. Like, it's a witch hunt at this point. I don't think people care that much about whether he's going to be a good parent or not, or whether he will learn. It's just, he needs to be punished right now. And if they can keep him away from the kid, that's good enough for a lot of people. But it sounds like the petition is something that doesn't even involve her. Cause they just said a petition is done by a government agency, not the other parent.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, that the government, they need to treat this just like any other case and let the Department of Social Services deal with that, which would make him do mandatory parenting classes, supervised visits, things like that. Like, they not out here. DSS don't go around creating petitions and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That might last, his supervised visits and things like that could last anywhere from, 3 months to 5 years, depending on how much he cooperate, which it sounds like you're saying he cooperating. So, and he not going to fake it. Like, that's the other thing I don't think you'll get from Adrian Peterson, is him pretending just so he can get his child. I think you would get genuine responses from him. So that would dictate how long the process took.
Yeah. All right. I feel you. Like I said,
because any other time we want them to be treated like regular people. He did this. He needed a good. Well, treat him like a regular person.
That's it works both ways. It's like the Mike Vick thing. People always go, if he wasn't an NFL player, he wouldn't. Well, honestly, if he wasn't an NFL player, he wouldn't have did no time.
Yep.
In that case, they wanted to make him the face of something. And that's what happened.
Yep.
Jameis Winston is getting criticized by Nebraska's Amir Abdullah, a candidate for this year's Heisman, says that Jameis needs to clean up his act.
Why would he comment on that?
Right. When did other college players start commenting on other college players? That's a thing.
Man, it's something within him he needed to look at.
They both grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, trained together at the same gym. He says he considers Winston a friend.
Really?
But let me talk about him in the media.
Really?
He's my friend. Now, let me tell you why this nigga ain't shit. All right. ESPN, can you zoom in on my face?
Man, Ken and I had a great conversation this morning, too, about you, Rod.
Yeah.
Great conversation.
I consider him a friend. Let me tell you, this nigga ain't shit. It's kind of hard for me to understand what's going on with him right now, but from a general standpoint, it's the maturity level. Think before you act. Understand the bigger picture. Everything that you do, say, or how you present yourself can have dire consequences. That's something I feel like he definitely needs to assess more. Winston was suspended for Saturday's overtime win against Clemson after making offensive and vulgar comments about female anatomy. Nobody can say fuck the right in the pussy. Isn't that amazing? Everyone, every show I've watched, every ESPN radio is, when you can't say the things he said about the genitalia. I know so many old people watching this. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, because if they quoting him, they should be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think Abdullah is just a 21-year-old senior who wants to get.
He wants
that Heisman.
Wants some recognition.
Yeah, he wants that Heisman. You know, part of the defensive players pretty much never win the Heisman.
You want to be in the paper, dog?
Yeah, he wants
I would
that
love for Jameis Winston to respond, who? Mm-hmm. Like, that's I want him to just respond, who?
He can't afford to right now.
Who is that? No, I'm saying if they ask him about those comments. I just need him to be like, who is that?
He can't afford to right now.
He could.
No, he can't.
Why not?
He can't afford to do anything that makes it look like he's not taking this shit serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it's right, but I feel like if he was to come out and be on some like swagger shit, like who? When he clearly knows who this dude is, they'd be like, see, this is more of the immaturity that we're talking about with Jameis Winston. Here is his high school friend that he grew up with in Birmingham, Alabama. They trained at the same gym.
We're not friends.
And he gets a little critique that he agrees with, that he needs to mature. And now he's acting like he doesn't even know who he is. Wow. This is kind of thing that makes me say he's dropping him in our draft status again from top 25 to top second round.
And I hope when Jameis get drafted, he be like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, okay.
I hope he does it. He won't, but I hope he does.
See, yeah, that's the kind of shit that I'm... Like, for me, that's the kind of shit when I stop rooting for people. You know what I mean? Like, because I like smart people. I like Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson does fucked up shit, but it's on the low. And it's so smart. You can't get mad at him. You just can't get mad at him because it's so smooth. You know what I mean? Like, if anything is going to make me have to drop my Jameis Winston agenda, it'll be his lack of smoothness. Because I can't root for niggas with no smooth. Cam Newton, smooth.
The same way I can like Russell Wilson, I can love the Rasheed Wallaces of the world.
But did you see? I mean, I'd be liking them as in theory, but it's not the same.
Ball don't lie, man.
Yeah, but it's not the same. That was smooth.
Same way I can love my Ron Artest of the world, my Stat Jacks. I can...
Right, but Jack's smooth. There's some smoothness there. Just swagging on niggas for no reason, not smooth. It's not smooth. You gotta have some smooth. Like, even Rasheed acted right for like 4 years.
Did he?
Yeah. Cause he, dude, it is completely different between, it's night and day, his college career and his pro career. This nigga wasn't getting no texts in college. He was cool as shit. Like,
he
college.
He was only in school for what, 1 year?
Maybe two. I even wanted to. But either way, he didn't fuck up his draft status by being like, I'm going to wear headphones, rapping the fucking Wu-Tang. Then I'm over there, I'm cuss out the coach, and then I'm going to yell, get text from the refs so I get kicked out the game. He didn't do that shit because he knew it was money time.
But they was winning then, too. Yeah, you're not really angry when you're winning a lot. Damon, the only person I know can be winning and be angry at the same time.
You know what? I got to disagree with that because them Portland teams won a lot of games and he could get kicked out. they was contenders, and he would be like, yeah, I'm getting kicked out this playoff game. I don't give a fuck.
They would be struggling during those games.
Hope Solo asserts her innocence in an online post.
Why?
Yeah, because everybody mad at her, man. And
you know what I go to the internet for? For entertainment. Mm-hmm. I don't go on the internet to be like, I love my wife, I love you, baby, I love you. Baby, I'm sorry I did this. I'm sorry. No, I go to the NF Entertainment. You know what I tell my wife? Personally, I love her. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go to the internet to do it. I'm not going to the internet to beg my innocence over anything either. That's why you have court.
Yeah, she got exposed, too, on the news. Did you see those?
I did not.
Yeah, I saw it on the timeline, man. People was going in on her because...
Man, y'all got to start at she me got with a, these news leak.
She got a flappy vagina, man. You know, and people were kind of upset about it.
Everybody can't be molded in the way we would like for them to be.
Yeah,
molded.
I didn't understand why everybody was so mad at that because, I mean, somebody will fuck it. Right? I mean, somebody always does.
Yep.
Somebody is hitting that. People was mad as shit. Like, she violated their trust. Like, you flappy vagina motherfucker. Like, I mean, y'all ain't never seen porn? Seeing some flappy vaginas before.
Their mama got flappy vaginas.
All right, your mom. Right. After you came out, your vagina probably flapped up some of y'all big heads.
Right. Like, no disrespect to anybody's mama. I'm just saying.
It's true, she's a nice person.
Yeah.
But, I put a picture in the chat.
That's not the picture I wanted to see.
This is the picture. This picture.
Did you retweet it?
On the soccer team. Nah, I don't retweet any of that shit, man. The news thing.
Well, how am I find the news so I can compare the flappy vagina?
Honestly, dog, if you want to go see it, all you got to do is search Hope Solo on Twitter and one of the pictures will pop up. I got that auto-populate thing, so the pictures always pop up. So even nice. I don't even be wanting to see it, and people be retweeting it. I just see it all in my timeline. Just flappy vagina, flappy vagina. And she took her pictures. Her pictures were ridiculous. Like they,
Kobe
she,
Bryant follows her.
Yeah, he probably seen the flaps. You think that's what niggas is text DMing her now? Hey girl, we gonna let me see them flaps. Let me get enough flaps, man.
Got wings.
Yeah. See, you know, you got them flaps for a brother, you know, let a nigga know. Oh yeah, there you go, man. I found it on. Damn, you could just Google Hope Solo News.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You don't need
my
help. I
think it's gonna be that easy.
By the way, you know who the saddest people in the world gotta be? The guys who Photoshop the heads of famous women onto porn stars. Who are you and what's wrong with you? I'm gonna tell you Lisa Ann and put a picture from Hope Solo scoring a goal, and make that the face. Anyway, man, she's saying that she did not commit a domestic assault. She has a case that faces her in Washington State. And if people have been paying attention to my stance on this shit, I'm on her side. I'm not one of these what's good for the goose is good for the gander people. I think she should get a day in court before she gets kicked off the Olympic team and all this shit. I don't think that people are using hindsight to try to be like, oh, why wasn't she kicked off? I don't know, because it was before Ray Rice's video came out. And nobody was getting kicked out. Neither was Greg Hardy. Neither was Ray McDonald. Neither was Jonathan Dwyer. Everybody was okay with this shit. And then that tape came out. Now everybody trying to pretend like they outraged. Y'all not outraged. It's a witch hunt. And y'all found a woman. A lot of people found a woman they could target to be like, see, we should get her ass too. And I disagree. I think if they don't have a problem with her being on the team, and she's saying she didn't do it, then I think it'll all wash out in the legal process, and we'll see what happens.
I agree.
She says, once all the facts come to light, the legal process is concluded, I'm confident that I will be fully exonerated. Solo is charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of 4th-degree domestic violence, assault stemming from a June 21st altercation with her sister and 17-year-old nephew at a family gathering in Kirkland, Washington. She has pleaded not guilty, and the case is scheduled for trial November 4th. She faces up to 6 months in jail if convicted. This is her second post addressing the matter. She also apologized to her fans after her arrest. Solo, who has been with the national team since 2000 and recently set the team record with the most career shutouts, continue to play for the United States in exhibition matches with her National Women's Soccer League team, the Seattle Reign. Her comments come a day after the U.S. Soccer said it would stand by its decision to allow her to play while the legal process stands. Thank you, U.S. Soccer. I fuck with y'all now. I might start watching soccer now. For real, man. It's about time one of these leagues is like, we're not the fucking justice system, man. Like, we actually wait on the justice system before we do our shit. We're not about having the moral high ground. That's a Roger Goodell invention.
Yep.
That was not a thing before Roger Goodell. It used to be, you know what it's, dude, I'm telling you, this is that cycle of sports jealousy. We're gonna get to the point where it's like Johnny Manziel got a picture of, look like he's smoking, like he, snorting coke in the bathroom. What y'all gonna do about it? Like, that's what we're getting to. It's gonna be like, well, we don't have any proof that he broke any laws. He didn't test positive for any drugs. We got pictures. So, I mean, come on, kick him off the team. Send him home. We got the power now. Anyway, Hope Solo say she ain't do it. If she's found guilty, good. Kick off the team. Send her home. Suspend her. Whatever you need to do.
Yep.
But if she does by happenstance, if she's found not guilty, feel like a lot of people owe that woman an apology. Saying they wanted her head just because she got accused or something.
And they won't apologize.
Yeah.
They won't even mention it all.
You know, if somebody would have like beat her or some shit, if you find out that they beat her up and then they try to defront like she did it to them, how many people gonna apologize? None.
Well, she bigger than them. She an athlete. She should have just walked away.
Yep.
Oh, okay. It's woman-on-woman violence.
A settlement was discussed in the Winston case, but no agreement. That doesn't sound good. There were discussions of a settlement earlier this year between representatives of Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston and a woman who says he sexually assaulted her. Attorneys on both sides strongly disagree, however, on the details of the talks and who initiated them. Here's the thing that's crazy. How does Jameis have money for a settlement?
Right. Cause that's, and
he's
that's
a college
issue.
Player, and they're not supposed to have money for that.
And that's the issue. Like, he probably like, well, look, I got 100 on it. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They like, no, we want 100 million. Well, yeah. I mean, I got $100. Like, I work on the weekends.
The attorney who advised the Winston family said in a September 23rd, my birthday letter to Florida State, obtained by the AP, that the woman's former lawyer, Patricia Carroll, demanded $7 million in February to settle her potential claim against Winston. Where's he going to get $7 million from anyway? Blaine Kerr, one of the lawyers for the woman, said in a statement emailed to the AP Wednesday that Cornwell sought the settlement. Kerr said, it's our understanding that a settlement was discussed. No authorized demands were made to Mr. Winston. Winston was investigated by Tallahassee Police Department, and state attorney Willie Meggs did not press charges due to lack of evidence. Neither Cornwell nor Florida State immediately responded to requests for comment. A statement released by Kerr said Cornwell leaked to TMZ a self-serving letter that he had sent to Florida State, adding that the letter was full of dishonest and distorted statements at a time when Mr. Winston is suffering from negative attention of his own continuing misconduct of last week. Kerr said Cornwell threatened to sue the woman and her parents for civil racketeering in an effort to intimidate them into staying quiet, and after they declined to settle. Mrs. Carroll stated, if we settle, you will never hear from my client or me again in the press or anywhere. The letter also says Carroll threatened to bring a high-profile Colorado lawyer in case Winston did not accept the offer. Kerr and his former partner, John Clune, are based in Boulder.
You know, the fact that this is a civil suit, man, he a college kid. What do they want?
Yeah, $7 million, apparently.
I mean,
wow.
He a college kid. We not talking about...
Are they talking about his future earnings?
Donald Trump, child. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The 13-page Cornwell letter began by informing Florida State that Winston will participate and cooperate with an interview request from the university. It also noted Winston has serious concerns about the false allegations and the woman's motivation. Cornwell wrote that Carroll was banking on a favorable criminal investigation as a predicate to filing the civil case. Yeah, see, that's the thing that I've been saying, though, man. Like, the fact that this case has been moving so slow, when this shit happened, like, what are we getting on, 2 years now?
Three, seem like.
Yeah, like, the fact that this shit happened so long ago, I told people football being involved in this is going to make it very hard to feel like this kid is just innocent and being framed and even if he was guilty or innocent, an expedient case where they actually looked into everything right away is what was needed here. And now I'll never be able to clearly say, I don't think this dude did it. And that's more on the adults in this situation for being like, football more important than this. So we gonna make sure that we do whatever it takes to delay this shit and, you know, get money out of it and all this shit, man. It's just sad, really. I mean, I really do hope he didn't do it. I'll never know with any certainty, though, because it's just so, I mean, if you'd wait 2 years to look into a sexual assault, man, it's going to be really fucking difficult to convict anybody.
Yep.
And it's going to make you wonder, like, well, why the fuck did y'all wait 2 years?
Yep. And then they spent a year investigating it.
Yeah. You know?
And to say, oh, we don't have enough evidence.
Right. So, I don't know, man. The school's investigating him now. I don't know what that means, even. But they think it might be a conduct violation involved the sexual assault. I don't even know how it would handle that. And he didn't legally get in any trouble. Sounds like there's still a civil case pending. I don't know. Anyway, sad shit, man, for Winston, the woman involved, and everybody except those adults, because fuck them. They just didn't want to deal with a lawsuit. Let's see what else is happening here. Tony Stewart is unsure whether he'll race again in the sprint cars competition.
Game getting too dangerous for him?
Yeah, he was killing it too. He said, there's no greater joy than escaping from his everyday life climbing behind the wheel of a sprint car. He loves to feel the way they drive, the purity he finds at all the tiny dirt tracks across the country. Well, he broke his leg racing his sprint car a year ago, an injury that sidelined him for 6 months. He was almost defying his desire to never give up his hobby, but after the death of Kevin Ward Jr., who was killed when Stewart's car struck him, as Ward walked on an upstate New York dirt track on August 9th, Stewart may never get back in the sprint car. Yeah, those crazy cars and how they kill people. You know, you're just a guy who drives them professionally, but how could you know a car would kill somebody if it hit them?
Going as fast as you were going.
Yeah, you know, from a standstill to pushing down on the gas in the mud.
Maybe he thought he was going to jump over the car like they do in a shoe commercial.
Yeah, it's just gravity. Not to mention the numerous times on the track that you've attempted to hit other cars and derail them and could have potentially endangered people's lives. But hey, you know, not that you're not known for fighting people after the races.
I mean, how was he to know that his car was really nicknamed the Terminator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how was he supposed to know that?
Terminating life, man.
I would say it's going to be a long time before you ever see me in a sprint car again, if ever. I don't have any desire at this moment to get back in a car, Stewart told the AP in his first interview since the grand jury decided he would not be charged in Ward's death. If I had the option to go right now to a race, I wouldn't. I don't even know when I'll go to a sprint car race again to watch. I can promise you it's going to be a long time before you ever see me back at the crime scene. I mean, oh, sorry. Back in one. I'm sorry. That's my fault, guys. So sitting in his couch Thursday in Huntersville, North Carolina, home, a sprint car race in Arkansas was on mute on his television. So he was watching it while talking about he don't know when he'll ever watch one again. Lying ass.
Of course.
Stewart's eyes are constantly drawn to the action. He can't help himself. It's where he came from. It's how he made his name. The one form of racing he simply couldn't walk away from, even as he was criticized for jeopardizing his lucrative NASCAR career by messing around in the dirt. Oh, poor him. He's got to give up sprint car racing. Yeah, man.
Man, he killed the game long enough.
He's the real victim.
He should have plenty of money.
Yeah, I mean, he did, you know, he murdered it while he was out there. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, man.
He's tired of protecting his neck.
Yeah.
Wearing seat belts and shit like that.
Yep.
Earning money to drive in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
So, anyway, on to the next one. Tony Stewart might not ever race in sprint cars again.
You know, hopefully he just didn't get behind the wheel of a regular vehicle out here in these streets and decide to hit some pedestrians. You mm-hmm. know, somebody jaywalking, doing whatever.
Luau Deng forgave Danny Ferry.
He shouldn't have.
Yep.
They should let that little bit of African hold a little bit of grudge for the rest of his Ebola-stricken life.
I think one of the hardest things to do as a human being, and it's something we should do more often, is forgive, Dang said. I really do forgive, Daddy. It's not something I want to hold on to for the rest of my career or the rest of my life. I really believe he's very sorry. He's really sorry for what he said. And whether it came from him or wherever it came from, the main focus really should be on how we move on going forward. What are we going to do about it? What we could really turn this into a positive thing where people can benefit from. It's something we like to start working together with Daddy and helping people back home in Africa or working with the organization, just so that one day we can look back and say this happened and it was something negative, but look at how it turned around and how it became something positive. I'm not the type of person to hold on and be angry at somebody or be angry at Danny. I don't think Danny is racist. I really don't. I really don't know Danny to describe him as a person. I just know who he is. That's just what I believe in. I would like to put it behind me and just move on forward. But I would really love if I could do something positive out of it. Sounds like...
You should get him fired and get an African a job. That's
sounds like Coach K has brothers selling out for the program. That's what it sounds like to me. Duke Negroes out here giving cover for these racist white men and shit.
Yeah.
We really, like, have some backbone, Luau Deng. Unless this is a plot to send them back to Africa so you can give them some Ebola, then I don't agree with this
that
shit.
That what they gonna be?
Yeah. Is that what kind of help you want to give? Yeah, I need you to wipe up all these people bodily fluid real quick. No, you don't need gloves. You don't need gloves. You good. No, that's a myth how it gets spread. That's a myth. Go ahead. If you're not racist, I mean. You scared to touch a bleeding man? Racist? Because he black? That's what I think is happening. But, yeah. Obviously, Ferry then spoke with Ding and issued a public apology. Ferry says vowed to go into counseling.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought she would double down at one point.
Yeah, you think Danny Ferry going to the...
same class as Riley Cooper
Racism Academy.
Yep.
Okay, guys, look on the board. Look on the board right here, guys. Here's a list of things that I want you guys to let's go over real quick. I will bring them up. You let me know. Can you say them? Can you not say them? First one, nigger. Who here can say nigger? Okay.
I can.
No. You. That is wrong.
Well, I say it all the time.
Yeah, that is wrong. The correct answer to that is no.
I mean, all my friends are niggas.
Let's go through some role play. Let's go through some role play real quick.
But my friends are niggas. Why I can't call
okay,
them my niggas?
I'm gonna be you, and you be a black guy. All right. Okay. What's going on, my nigger?
What up, dog?
How you niggers been niggering today?
You know us niggas, we just stay cooning.
All right. Okay. Now, see, that is incorrect. Now, we're going to bring in a real black guy, and you be you. Ray Lewis, go ahead and talk to him. You be you, and Ray Lewis will do his part. Go ahead.
What's up, my nigga, Ray?
What did you call me?
Ray? My nigga. You my nigga, right?
The Lord didn't bring me here today to suffer this injustice.
What injustice?
I want you to get on your knees and pray.
Can you back
put
up
your
a
hands?
Bit right
no, now? No. Get on the ground, white boy.
I mean, why?
We're gonna pray together so that I don't kill you.
Okay, I'm gonna get down on my own.
Yeah, get down. Yeah,
push me down.
No, hold. No, this is the Lord putting my hands on you to help heal.
Okay, somebody get this nigga off
Lord,
me.
Lord, just oh Lord, do you want me to smack him? Maybe I can smack the Lord, smack some fury.
I thought this was an academy. What? What type of academy allows
you.
A bunch
I'm about
of
to help you, boy. I'm about to help you.
If I got to fight all these packing niggas in here, I will.
Jesus. Please give me the strength not to stick my forearm into this man's medulla oblongata.
I mean, Ray, that hurts, Ray.
Stay on the ground like I told you, boy. Please, Lord, don't let me reach down his throat and grab his... Just grab his lungs from the inside. And gut him like a fish. Just, whew. I'm sorry. Am I choking you? I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, Daddy Fair. Wow, that was, whew. Oh, you know, it's just, you know, I haven't been playing football lately. You know, it helps me avoid a lot of evil out here on these streets. But you got to stop saying the N-word, man.
You're right,
you know,
sir.
The Lord didn't put niggas sir, on here for you to call us.
You're right. I apologize, sir.
It's, all right. I'm glad we could talk to you. And
I know now.
Yeah, no problem, man. Now, we're going to go ahead and bring in LT because he's going to want to talk to you, too. what if that's all racism training is? They just keep bringing in dangerous niggas over and over.
I think you first got to bring in Jim Brown.
Oh,
for the setup,
man. Jim Brown would have just been in there slapping motherfuckers.
That's for the setup, though.
Jim Brown,
a little older.
Jim Brown wouldn't even talk to you. He just come stand in front of your desk and slap the shit out of each white person in there. Like, he just read what you've been doing. So I heard you say, "Lord, dang, how little African in them." Slap. Riley Cooper. Now it's my understanding you said you would fight every nigga at a country concert. Even though there was no niggas there. Slap! Like right.
And that's why it only take a few days.
Yeah, right before they can answer. Right before they can answer too. Like, well, you know. Oh shit. I'm sorry, sir. Mm-hmm. That's correct. but yeah, man. Danny said that you know, he gonna work on it, man. So hopefully, you know, get a little training and you realize you can't say racist shit. Did you see Geno Smith got fined?
No, but
he said fuck you to fans that were booing him.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
That was this week.
Oh.
September 28th, man.
That was a home game too.
Yeah, he went 17-33. And the home fans were like, boo, Gino. And he looked into the crowd, he said, fuck you.
You can't do that to the home fans, Gino.
Dude, not very smart. That's not very smart. Went 17-33 with a TD, a pick, and a fumble. Lost by 7. Fans responded with boos, and he said, "Fuck you."
That had to be the away fans he was talking to, though.
Said, no matter what happened, I've got to not feed into it. It's part of the job. I understand the fans want to come out and see victories. We do too as players. Can't even begin to talk about that because what I did was wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. That's a very smart response. Now I'm back to conflicted. Very stupid action. Very smart response.
I mean, he is a college educated brother.
It's the only way to end it is to be like, I can't do it no matter what. Which is, you know, somebody else would have doubled down. Mike Vick would have been out there talking about some, yeah, fuck them because they ain't supporting my team anyway. It's us against the world. But Gino knew what to say. I don't know, man. Still fucked up. Aaron Spears got in trouble. Isn't this ironic? Aaron Spears did make the show. He made a joke live about Michael Sam on, what is it? Sports Nation. Damn, ESPN got a lot of shows. But, yeah, it's on Sports Nation, that he made this joke, Mr. Supporter Brother Aaron Spears. Mm-hmm. All that black comics going before him, though. Still didn't retweet my shit. I see you ain't retweet my shit, Aaron Spears.
Has he been tweeting since then? Did he log off completely?
It's still retweeting that fucking ad. And not my podcast.
I have spamming people. Damn egg.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he says he doesn't expect to return to ESPN after cracking a gay joke about Michael Sam live. He did this live. Nigga.
They can't even, they got the tape delay.
I bought my first Michael Sam jersey.
Yeah.
It's got 15 S's on the back. You ain't right. Oh, I'm happy.
He's got 15 S's on the back. So Michael Sam, like Sam, because gay people make the S's.
But it's not. But it's not funny.
And that's why he don't want black people open up for him. I guess don't want nobody funnier than him to be going. I don't.
Which would be everybody.
Mm-hmm. Steve Smith. Man, it's my opinion that this dude changed. Can't believe it. Justin was right, y'all. That's why he on the show. I have blind spots sometimes because I want to forgive people and move on. And Justin is petty and keeps shit going forever. Mm-hmm. And it's because of that, you know, so I'll readily admit when Justin is right.
I've never been petty towards you, though.
I'm going to feel like that's right.
We wouldn't be friends.
I don't remember.
You wouldn't allow me in your house otherwise.
But yeah, he called a radio station, WFNZ. Our local sports radio station in Charlotte, not the station in Baltimore where he plays now. He was listening and, you know, word on the street, he got some connections at WFNZ that he's made over the years. And he called up their station because they were talking about the game and apparently he was listening and he started talking shit about the Panthers. Trying to get this thing to load. Let me see if I can find another. See, Steve Smith, WFNZ. It's got to be another link with got to be another link with better audio or something. Oh, here we go. Steve Smith blast Dave Gettleman. That's what it was. I think Dave Gettleman is the GM of the Panthers now. So he decided to call a radio station and shit on this dude. And try to start some disharmony in the locker room. Shout out to Cam Newton for being savvy and un-Jameis Winston-like and saying that's between him and the management. I'm not getting in this. Because Cam know they losing games. And this is what Steve Smith want, is discord in the locker room. Him trying to defend himself to Steve Smith's comments.
Over Carolina, the Baltimore Ravens receiver Steve Smith Sr. was not going to be quiet. And he's come out strong. He says general manager of the Panthers, Dave Gettleman, stabbed him in the back by letting him go and the way everything was handled. Naturally, you're going to see Smith continue to use the Panther bad experience as motivation. And you can see it's going to work. And the beneficiary of the Baltimore Ravens, they are really benefiting so much with this signing. You're talking about a 35-year-old plus receiver. receiver that's having the greatest numbers of an old receiver we've ever seen. I mean, over 400 yards in four games, you don't see that. I mean, there's only been about six instances where you've seen 1,000 yards out of any 35-yard receiver, and three times it was done by Jerry Rice. The idea that you can see Smith is doing is they did make a mistake letting him go. He would be so good working with Benjamin, the wide receiver, the rookie, and, of course, Cam Newton. And without him, sure, Panthers can do well. But with Steve Smith, they would do better. And Steve Smith is going to say it every time he has an opportunity.
Here's the other problem about this. This is why he couldn't be on the team. He had no respect for the management or the coach.
He didn't respect the other players.
Mm-hmm.
He never made any other players better on the team. Like, we had Musain Muhammad, who was already a good receiver, but you name another good receiver that played with him, and they made progress. They moved, they took steps forward while playing with Steve Smith, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm. He said, ready for a soundbite, take your ass back to Carolina, make sure you mow my lawn while you're out there. Do you know who coaches the Panthers?
Yeah, Ron Rivera.
Latino man. Coincidence? Mow my lawn?
No, I get it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is just
one Raven was truly seeing red entering his game with the Panthers.
This is just a clip of the actual highlights. I want to just play the fucking audio, man. But yeah, that mow my lawn shit was just straight up overt racism. And
I mean, he averaging about 10 targets a game, mm-hmm. Steve Smith is.
I mean, dude, the one catch was lucky as fuck where it bounced off a dude and went to him.
My tight end in my fantasy league, too.
Yeah, dog. Like, that was such, like, okay, trade him now if you got him in fantasy because that shit ain't happening all year. But whatever, man. I mean, I'm not even rooting against him. I don't think he was necessarily done. I thought when they cut him, it was like, well, this must be a sign that he... Okay, here we go.
I mean, Smith on the other side. They ain't focused on Steve Smith.
Yeah, well, that too, he has way more help than he had in Carolina. But also, like, he obviously wasn't ready to... he wasn't ready to let other people lead. He not that kind of dude.
Yep, he petty as shit. He worse than me.
Yeah, you think you petty. That's why I should have trusted you. Because you can see petty in a way I can't because you are.
Yep.
You know all right, let's go to our Tenecom guest line and bring in number 89, number one in your heart, Steve Smith. Steve, man, I just want to say you've had a heck of a career, man. I'm sorry to see you leave, but on to bigger and bigger things, I know.
Yeah, I mean, things happen and, people get let go and, you gotta work through it.
Smitty, how's this whole deal been the last couple weeks, man? It's got to be tugging at you a lot. I know you've had a lot of emotions. When you got the official word today, or whenever it was that you were going to be released, what went through your mind?
Well, obviously, just go through the steps. I mean,
Wait, this is the old one. Where's the new joint? Did they take it down or something? What the fuck? Because this is just him talking about getting released in the first place.
Yeah,
like he actually had an interview where he was like, you can cut my grass, and Cam, like, kind of shitting on Cam Newton.
They must have took this down because he petty, man, and he had like he not the first dude in the NFL to get cut, you know what I mean? Like, he's watched plenty of cats get released from the Panthers,
right?
Like, what made him believe that they cared about him? Like, he the same dude that, remember I told you before, that a lot of people in the organization didn't like him because he was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like, it would be different if he was the Derek Jeter of the Panthers and everybody loved him, like, including the people in the organization.
And I believe this dude, Ian Rappaport, who says that Steve Smith actually asked for his release for the team in the offseason and then tried to flip it and be like, nah, they kicked me off. They didn't tell me anything. They just... like playing the media game to make it seem like I'm the good guy here, but actually he wanted out, you know, which makes sense if you look at how depleted that wide receiver core was. I mean, it probably was like a parting of where everyone kind of agreed, like, all right, yeah, you can pretty much go.
Yeah, we'll draft.
Yeah, like, I mean, let's be honest. We don't want to deal with your ass having a bad attitude for the next year if you want to go somewhere else. But, yeah, him shitting on them and being like, you know, he didn't ask him. I could definitely hear that, man.
Yeah, I hear punching players in the face and stuff, teammates. And wasn't he fighting the other receivers, too?
Yeah, he shit on the young receiver, said you need to be looking at a playbook instead of doing interviews. You know, just sound like a dude that wasn't very nice about shit. All right, let's see if this one works, man. I don't know why these links aren't working, but this one says, see.
And they disabled him, man.
Dude, like, for real, this is from October 1st. It says Steve Smith interview. My computer's moving slow now. That's awesome. Because why not?
Let's go to our Technicom guest line and bring in our next guest, Carolina Panthers, Steve Smith. Steve, what's up, man? How are you?
Carolina Panthers?
What's going on?
Not much. Yeah, you doing all right? And I
feel like they took something. When Smith finally sits down with Gettleman, the Panthers GM says that he is a shadow of a player he used to be, how he can't run and jump like he used to, and he's jealous of Cam. After questioning Gettleman to see if the matter was about a pay cut, Smith says the GM laughed and said it's not about a pay cut, but did say that the team was going to trade him. In the weeks after that meeting, Steve Smith basically knew his time was here in Charlotte was coming to an end. By either being traded or released, he and his pregnant wife and family would not be part of the Panthers organization 2014-2015. Smith says that what hurts him the most about the whole situation is he was perceived as a nuisance in the locker room. But veterans like himself and OT Jordan Gross were rallying the troops when the Panthers were starting off with a losing record. I just want to play ball. I just want to win championships. I want to leave a mark, says Smith. Yeah, that's funny because if you were perceived as a nuisance in the locker room, you might have been a nuisance. You know, breaking a couple people's faces on the team might, you know, might make people feel that way.
It's that Terrell Owens thing, man. The only difference is the media, because they liked him as a receiver, they never kept that stuff in the news. You know what I'm saying? But had they gave him the Terrell Owens treatment where they put everything he did in the news, he probably would have been gone from the Panthers.
He pointed out that if he did take Gettleman's pay cut, he would have lost $5 million of guaranteed money. That was a deferred signing bonus similar to a maturing bond. Steve Smith goes on to refute Ian Rappaport's statement, saying he wanted to be released by Carolina Panthers. I never asked for a release. I wanted to play ball. Smith says that Cam Newton didn't even know he was being released either. He continued by saying the two men didn't hang out much because of their age difference. Head Panthers coach Ron Rivera, along with Richardson, spoke with Smitty during their game in Baltimore, says Smith says that Rivera didn't sit down with him before being released, only texted him after being released to apologize for the way it went down.
I mean, why does he need to sit down with him? He ain't on the team no more.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously weren't cool with each other because you was talking shit about him as a coach.
Right. It sounded like he didn't have respect for them anyway.
Yep.
You know, and that mow my grass shit rubbed me the wrong way. Like, that was fucked up, man. I know you mad, but stooping to the racism low-key shit, come on. Mow my lawn while you there. Okay. Latino coach. Colin Kaepernick says, I'm not the baby daddy. Calls BS on a fitness model that says she is pregnant by him. I put a picture in the chat because Justin's going to really love this.
If she, I'm not, y'all live gonna love it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all welcome. Brittany Renner is her name.
He got good taste.
I will say this, man. Not a huge fan of the stomach muscles. My boy John is a big fan of women with really toned abs. I'm not really a big fan of that. You know what I mean? Don't mind me a little bit of cushion on the abs, dog.
I'm okay with how she looks.
Oh, no, she fine. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, in general. You know.
A little less hair. That's in the way. All that hair and shit get in the way.
Yeah, it's probably not hers.
I mean, but even the fake hair she added, go ahead.
So they hooked up back in July. She posted pics on her Instagram showing them hanging out at her place. Then she posted Preggers on Instagram. And she put Preggers by @Kaepernick7. So she tagged him to being pregnant.
So what she look like now, though? What the stomach looking like now? The ab game still the same?
I don't know, but isn't that funny? How you going to tag somebody to that?
I mean,
Preggers by, not call, not text me, not tell me in person, not like it's almost you old man tagging someone on Instagram,
right? Because you
as your pregnancy, it's not about being old. That shit is tacky, no matter what age you are, dog.
Right, but that's my point. For young people, they don't look at it like that.
Nah, she definitely did. She knew it was tacky because then this nigga, because she knew that he wasn't gonna agree. So he put a picture on Instagram of Kevin Gates, stop lying by Dat Piff exclusive by any means. And he put, we just gonna call this my anthem now. Keep trying. Hashtag I don't get tired. Hashtag who do you love? Hashtag 7 pounds. So I guess he's saying, stop lying. You ain't pregnant by me.
She got a whole lot of pictures.
Yeah, I'm sure she does, man. What's her Instagram?
No, I'm talking about just on Google Images.
Oh, nah. These right here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently she's taking a lot of pictures. I mean, Justin, man, you ever feel like these dudes just live a different life than us? Because I can never picture me being like, I'm going to definitely fuck this model off of Instagram and feel like I could trust it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like, I feel like maybe it's because I'm old or something now where I just look at that and go, yeah, that's just a trap. Like, nothing good could come of fucking with a chick like this. She got 17,000 Instagram followers, cakes out everywhere. Like other niggas have come through, Reggie Bush, all these niggas done fucked.
Yep.
Why would I be out there?
Post this other picture I just sent you the question to.
All right, give me a second.
Oh, you had them up right there. My bad.
Oh, I was gonna put some up.
I can't see that on Instagram and look at her and be like, you know what? I'm a fuck, but I'm also not gonna protect myself.
Yeah, or even honestly, even with a condom, I wouldn't fuck this shit. I mean, one, I hate condoms. You know what I mean? Let's just keep it honest.
When we talking about young, single, NFL player,
yeah,
Ryan,
but I'm saying, even with a condom, I would rather fuck Shalitha that works at fucking Big Lots. You know what I'm saying? Like, Shalitha ain't planning on trapping a nigga because she never in her mind thought that a nigga like me would fuck with her. There's too many regular ass fine women walking these streets that just didn't quite have a game plan for fucking with a real nigga like this. And you going to the women that, like, I only fuck basketball players. What do you think that means? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like how we talk about the dude who like, married Evelyn Lozada. Like, I'll never be able to relate to it. Like, it's such a foreign mental area for me. Like, I will always be like, dude, but you know what she want to do. You know what I mean? I mean, she's bad as shit, but like, I would fuck a porn star before I fuck this chick. That's how serious I am about this.
Yeah, she bad.
But hey, isn't?
I don't know that I had the strength as you to pass up on that. But I do have the strength to know that she'll never be my baby mama. I do know that.
But see, the thing is, it doesn't even matter. Like, cause you're thinking like a lot of dudes do, which is I'll just use a condom and I'll know for sure it's not mine. To me, I don't even want the headache of her getting pregnant by another nigga to try to put me on blast on Instagram or fake a pregnancy. I just know that she that type of person. You can just look at her and be like, you're exactly the try to trap a nigga type of person, aren't you? But you do got a big ass. And there's so many women with big asses on. There's so many women.
It's mesmerizing.
Dude, there's so many women with big asses on Instagram that got less followers. Find one of them.
We see them at the gym.
Yeah.
And that one we see at the gym.
Good God. That's who I would holler at.
Right. That's it.
She older. She already got kids. She ain't about that life. She just trying to have fun. I think I won't show up to the treadmill like, oh, yeah, I play for the 49ers. Anyway. Dwayne Wade says him and LeBron still going to be friends.
Man, come on, man. LeBron don't want to be his friend.
Ooh, that's a good one. They work friends. Dwayne Wade is LeBron's work friend. The second they stop working together, they not gonna talk.
LeBron got a new phone number.
You know LeBron be texting back one word responses. Hey, man, I was just thinking about the other day when we went and played, remember when we went and played, Xbox One before it came out, man, and Mario was there and we was like, oh, Mario, you need to work on your skills.
Who this?
Yes.
No, LeBron hit him with the who this? I got a new phone.
Yeah. This is my new phone. It's me, Dwayne. Oh, okay. So, yeah, man, do you remember the time? Yep. Hey, man, what you trying? Y'all, hey, man, I saw you put up 40 tonight, man. Hey, keep getting them buckets. Okay.
You know what they say?
Hey, man, you mad at me? Nope.
I hit the game. You playing the town. You going to come over to the crib, right?
Yeah. Hey, we play y'all tonight. Okay.
Coming over to the crib, right?
Hey, can I?
I'm going to have Gabby cook us something.
Yeah, mind we hang out, me and Gabby?
I can't.
Dot, dot, dot.
I can't.
Nah, dot, dot, dot. You know that dot, dot, dot when you don't hit the send? Dot, dot, dot. Just a yes or no, man. Just say dot, dot, dot. And then he wait till you leave town. Lost my phone, man. Lost my phone. I found it. 5-on-5 is returning to the draft combine. Man, did you know 5-on-5 got taken out of the draft combine?
Why would they take it out?
What the fuck is wrong with NBA people?
What's the point of having the combine if you're not watching them play?
Right. How many good players didn't get drafted because they couldn't jump a fucking 40 inches vertical or some shit?
That's why so many terrible dudes in the NBA right now, man.
Niggas like, I don't know, man. In college, you know, he was terrible, but he could jump high. Like, damn, you might want to see if he could play. It's still funny because I guarantee the good players going to opt out anyway.
I would.
Like, if you think you're going 1, 2, or 3 or whatever, it still ain't going to go. Like, what? So I could tear my ankle up? Fuck y'all.
Landing on somebody's foot.
Yeah.
They trying to be seen.
I bet my man Marshall would have got drafted from UNC if they would play 5-on-5.
He'd have been out there busting those
throws. Yeah, because he can't jump. He ain't fast. He can't shoot. But you put him on that, 5-on-5, hey, he can hit that open J then.
Distribute the ball.
Mm-hmm. That set shot and pass it and all that shit. Yeah.
Man, Danny Green wouldn't have made it to the Spurs.
Yeah. Can't believe they stopped that. Dumbasses. That's why Danny Ferry races. Shit like this. Putting racist shit in the scouting report. Did you know our homeboy, Russell Wilson said he was a bully as a kid and it's time for the league to do more about domestic violence? Smooth.
What was he doing? Like, was he, look at you. Both of your parents are black. Like, what? I mean, how was he picking on people? Really?
He said, I used to beat people up. He wrote for a new website called theplayerstribune.com. Truthfully, I used to beat people up a lot. Many of your readers probably think I've been Mr. Goody Two Shoes my whole life, but honestly, I was a bully growing up. In elementary and middle school, I threw kids against the wall. I rubbed their hands in dirt at recess. I bit them. I even knocked them out.
He said he bit them. Now, you know what, though?
He said I even knocked teeth out.
I take that laugh back. Yeah. A man that will bite another man, I got to respect that and admit to it. I got to respect that. He is willing to win at all costs, no matter what. And I'm okay with that. He has a code, and the code is never to lose.
Wilson is listed as senior editor on a new website founded by recently retired New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter. The introduction to the Players Tribune says it will present the unfiltered voices of light-skinned professional athletes, bringing fans closer than ever before to the games they love.
True.
In Wilson's initial column for the site, he gives a revealing look at who he was as a boy, a much different person than he is today. I had a lot of anger, and I didn't know what to do with it. Thankfully, I was saved by my faith. When I was 14 years old, I was able to start living for others instead of just myself. But if you ever been at the bottom of the pile with me, you know that I still have a bit of that bully deep down inside.
He did take that ball from Ndamukong Suh.
He said, just ask DeMarcus Ware.
I mean, DeMarcus Ware, yeah, he did take the ball from him.
Wilson battled the Denver Broncos defensive end for a fumble during Seahawks overtime victory. Seattle 21st. As NFL players, we do not play a gentle game, but our hits, our anger, our aggressive behaviors need to be regulated and confined to the field. Recent incidents of domestic violence have forced the league, its fans and players to take a hard look into our collective conscience. To be honest, many NFL players are reluctant to address such a sensitive issue. How do you fix a problem so big and complex? How do you speak about something so damaging and painful to families? What can we do to help? Wilson lists that he's trying to do personally with the new foundation. As NFL players, we do not play a gentle game, but our hits, our anger, our aggressive behaviors need to be raised. Okay, he said that. I recently launched the Why Not You Foundation. I've been raising funds and awareness for a number of worthy causes. It's a place where I plan to give back, and for my first initiative, I want us to pass the peace to support victims of domestic violence. Damn, he's so good. He's so good, man.
Y'all welcome.
Mm-hmm. This is why you need light-skinned people in the league, man. Can't, you know, Geno Smith wouldn't have did this.
He couldn't have.
He couldn't have done this.
Couldn't have.
With all kinds of spelling mistakes. The idea behind Pass the Peace is simple. It's a promise. I'm sharing my love for you. I want to take care of you. I'm here for you. Wilson went on to write that domestic violence is a problem that extends far beyond the NFL. Look man.
At that. Look
Yo,
at that.
Roger
now
Goodell.
Taking off the NFL.
Roger Goodell hit this man up immediately. Sit down with him and ask what y'all need to do.
Make him an owner.
Right.
Get him out of the game and make him an owner.
Russell Wilson got all the answers, dog. Like, are you serious right now? He did that?
He needed to get owner money.
God, he good. The Players Union criticized the NFL because it flagged two things on the thing. It flagged Hussein Abdullah for praying. He slid to his knees and then did a Muslim prayer, and the refs flagged him.
Of course.
Later, the league apologized because you're not supposed to be able to flag prayers, but they said it's because he slid to the ground in the end zone. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
Did he slide?
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on. I seen the tape, man.
Slid into that Muslim prayer.
I seen the tape. He ran, stopped, prayed.
And going to the knees to pray is supposed to be exempt from the celebration penalties.
Yep, because of T-Bone. Because
a praying black nigga is fine on his knees serving the white Jesus.
It's because he wasn't using one knee. He did the two knees.
Nah, it's because he did that Muslim shit. I was like, oh, no, nigga. That's terrorist. ISIS. ISIS flag on the play. The union says both calls are graded as correct, even after NFL executives announced that they were incorrect. Baker got right. They tried to be like, no, that's not what we meant. And they was like, no, that's what y'all said. Y'all said it can't slide. Baker got a 15-yard penalty and was ejected from the game in Philadelphia.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Baker was the dude who hit the ref. I mean, who hit our quarterback.
Oh, okay.
After the play was over, he got ejected in a 15-yard penalty. For the record, that's what's supposed to happen.
Yep.
After an interception, the quarterback becomes a defenseless player. If you hit him, that is a penalty. I don't give a fuck what football players think the rule is. That's the rule. Now, you can go to the Players Union and change the rule, go to the NFL Rule Committee and try to change it, try to get the refs to change it. But that's the rule, and they called it correct. And I'm sick and tired of motherfuckers acting like, well, it's a good block. Bitch, you can't hit a quarterback after they throw a fucking pick, or else chaos would ensue.
Well, if he does try to be part of the defense. At that point, you should be able to hit him.
Yeah, yeah. Chaos would. You need to get that on the rule book. Because chaos will fucking ensue. Like, you think RG3 gets hurt now? That nigga throw a pick and you can just hit him?
He need to lay down.
Niggas have to run off the field like, oh, shit.
They should, though.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning should.
Yeah, like, you know you can't be hitting the white boys. Come on now.
It was a quarterback that laid somebody out after he threw that interception. No, it was a kicker.
Brett Favre did it before, but Brett it don't Favre, matter.
Ben
yeah.
Roethlisberger.
It don't matter, though. You know what I mean? Like, this is the rule.
I mean,
change the rule.
I know they the money.
Change the rule. Everybody's okay with it till it's day quarterback. Everybody's like, when he hit foes, I was like, this shit.
Even when RG3 get hit, though, I'd be like, man, you got to learn to slide. That's on him.
But nah, if he throw a pick and then...
He got to slide his ass out of bounds.
Hey,
right.
Dog, if he threw a pick and then a big-ass defensive lineman just, like, bodied that nigga, oh, my God. It'll leave Sports Center, and they'll say it's his fault. They'll be like, this nigga is so bad. What's wrong with him? But, yeah, he was penalized for a blindside block on Foles, a personal foul. A brawl followed, and Jason Peters got ejected, too. Troy Vincent, executive vice president of football operations, said that it was legal and should not have been penalized. Yet the referee association said the league graded the call as correct. And I agree with that. They're throwing the refs under the bus for what looks like, oh, this doesn't look good to penalize somebody for a prayer, so we need to throw the refs under the bus. This is what y'all told us to judge by. change the rules or don't, but we're going to enforce the rules you gave us. You know, I hate to be on the ref side, but I think they're right. You know, just change the rule. You don't want niggas get hit, then say something.
They're not going to change the rule.
Melo says, I'm the most underrated star in the NBA.
Melo.
Yeah.
Melo a star?
He said he thinks he's the most underrated star player in the NBA.
Did he make the All-Star game last year?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Hey, oh, it was in the West. He couldn't make it. He didn't make it that last year in the West.
Hey, here's the thing, though. Melo is probably the one of the most overrated, in my opinion. He went to one conference finals his rookie year, never went back. Didn't win any championships. Has been on several teams that didn't even make the playoffs. The fuck are we talking about? You're not underrated at all. You rated just right.
He'd do well to be on the Knicks, though.
Mm-hmm. J.R. Smith is posting Kermit memes about the Ebola virus on Instagram.
This got to be good.
Yeah, he said. Did you say this is just about to be good?
Yeah, this is about to be good.
Yeah.
Did he diss Lil Wild Dang too in the process?
Oh,
I feel like he would. I feel like he would listen to our show and enjoy it.
You got to be following him on Instagram. How else will you find out? I'm waiting on the memes to load. How else will you find out about memes like? See if I can put them in the chat. Oh, wait. Can you put Instagram pictures in there?
Yep.
Let me see.
Well, you should, baby.
I think you have to view the image in the background or some shit. It's something weird on this thing. All right. Let me see. That's not a Kermit, man. What is this? It says, Chris Smith Basketball Clinic with special guest J.R. Smith. $150 a kid with camp shirt given. 2 hour session from 4 to 6. Arrive by 3. Arrive early for registration. Limited space available. Nigga, if you go to Chris Smith basketball camp, dog.
I mean, J.R. Smith gonna be there though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a steal. You gotta think about it. Cause he gonna teach, especially the boys, he gonna teach them how to pimp on social media.
Dog.
Like, they getting real life lessons.
Yeah, that's true. You know, maybe I'm wrong, Justin. Thank you for setting me straight, man. Get those life lessons about hoes and shit to your kids.
He gonna learn how to penetrate DMs.
He said, when Ebola spreads to the U.S. and your homeboy starts coughing, he put a Kermit the Frog meme.
Oh, that's good.
Damn, JR.
The memes is great.
No sense. Yeah, JR is Bart Smith Simpson. Bart with a lot of tattoos. His daughter being tall. Falling asleep at his desk. This nigga got a desk? For what?
That's what he do his contracts for. No lawsuits for any sexual encounters.
Watching the U.S. Open with the Emirati Suites. Going after Heat fans. Rihanna. Didn't say I was a Heat fan. I said I'm wherever he at fan. When you're mad at your chick and look for any reason to get out of the house. Dude was washing his car in the rain. And more Kermit memes. Haven't heard from Miami Heat fans since LeBron opted out, but that's none of my business. I got to follow him on Instagram, man. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom are not back together. Rehab needed before a reunion.
I thought she was with their rival.
Yeah, I thought she was too, but I guess they broke up.
Frenchie.
Yeah, French Montana. I mean, but did you really think that was going to last forever? That dude.
Yeah, because she keep going back to the game here 5 minutes, too.
That's a good point. But, yeah, apparently the rumor is that Lamar still loves Khloe. French Montana's no longer in the picture. She's only 30.
I thought she looked 40.
Lamar Odom's 34. Khloe still loves Lamar, but she's not even close to taking him back. He would need to prove he's really changed. He'd have to go to rehab, which he hasn't done yet, but she still loves him, so it's possible, said Hollywood Life. Lamar has reportedly been trying to woo Khloe for months. He allegedly wrote a letter to her expressing his sorrow over losing her, and it is at least convinced her to meet Lamar face to face. Lamar apologized profusely for the past and didn't hold back his feelings. While Lamar attempts to fully convince Khloe to take him back, I had to go to rehab for that to happen. It's a good start.
This from a woman who got DUIs. Okay. Yeah. Lamar ain't never had a DUI.
Has he? Do we know that for sure?
I mean, well, he had that one incident where he attacked that dude, was his camera, at that time for following him.
Yeah. I really don't know if he's out of DUI or not.
It would be in the news, man.
I feel like I don't know that for sure.
I feel like it would be in the news. The same way it was in the news. He went to rehab. He went overseas, all this other stuff.
CJ Spielman plays for the Cowboys is under investigation for alleged sexual assault at the team's hotel last month.
Come on, man. Which team was this? The Cowboys? The
Cowboys.
I mean, he get it from his owner. I mean, what?
Right. How you going to punish me? You okay? I learned it from you.
Yeah. I don't,
anyway, what the fuck are you doing getting in trouble after all this shit? A month ago, Ray Rice was a month. We knew about Ray Rice a month ago. It's like you saw how much trouble everybody was in, and it was like. CJ Spielman, come on down.
And he a nobody. He going.
You're the next contestant on This Is Stupid.
That booty just be calling me, man. It just be calling me.
You need to have a fucking thing called The Price Is Dumb. And just niggas just come down. Yep, I've been raping people. What's up? Yeah, remember how we were saying we don't have enough respect for women in the league? Yeah, I remember right before I raped her, I watched that on TV. Okay, yeah, well, going to justice. Going to jail. The matter's still under investigation. He hasn't been charged or arrested. But when do we start needing that anymore? You don't need that. Just an accusation, right? He was signed by the Cowboys August 31st. First, he has cooperated fully with the investigation. The incident occurred at the Gaylord Hotel the day before the Cowboys played the St. Louis. Oh, that's subliminal. Gaylord, St. Louis Rams. Michael Sam was on their team for a while.
Sam was supposed to be there for the meetup and didn't, so he had to take his frustration out on somebody.
Several Cowboys players stayed at the Gaylord Hotel till they found apartments. Which is the case of Spielman. Attorney Gloria Allred earlier Wednesday sent a letter to Jeff Posch, the NFL's executive vice president and general counsel regarding the alleged assault. Allred be on it. In a letter, Allred said Posch invited the alleged victim to be interviewed by NFL investigators on a confidential and appropriate basis. Allred's letter raises concerns about the type of interview a client might have with league officials. Right. Go talk to the police. Fuck the league care. The league is not the fucking law. They shouldn't be interviewing fucking sexual assault victims. Who knows how belligerent that could be? Are there going to be authorities there? Will it be recorded? Or is it admissible in the court of law?
That shit traumatic too, man.
Yeah, you can't be revisiting trauma upon people if they potentially got sexually assaulted for your own private corporation's purposes, man. Fucking go ask for a transcript from the police and see if they'll give it. Or just wait like everybody else till it plays out in court. Or cut the nigga for being accused, but don't do this.
Man, we've been apologizing to women for a long time in this show. And once again, we're sorry.
Hey, it's me, Jerry Jones. You might know me from my alleged rape that I'm under. Listen, how many fingers did he put up in the pussy before he raped you? Was it two or three? Because if it's just two, I feel like we should play him. And maybe suspend him for a half. But if it's three, probably the whole game. Because, you know, NFL justice.
Oh, that's, it's just one?
One finger? All right, we're going to suspend him from practice, and we'll go ahead and let him play Sunday. Thank you for coming in. You can leave now, bitch. Matter of fact, let me throw a couple digits in there, because, you know, I'm Jerry Jones. This is what I do. I pay you money for 4 years.
Open up.
Mm-hmm. The client, the fact that you choose to make public your request to interview our client confidentially causes us concern about whether the interview itself will be kept confidential or tweeted out by you as you did with your letter to me. Exactly. However, I'm willing to meet with you to discuss your request. Well, to get that money, already ain't, you know, she ain't exactly on the up and up. Also, to learn the answers to our important questions posed in our original letter, which was not shared with the press.
You in trouble, bro.
Yep. CJ Spielman.
Hope you got some money.
Come on down. Idiot. Rich Gannon told the Raiders they need to get their checks back.
Coming from this nigga?
Rich Gannon. Oh, man. Nigga only took him to the Super Bowl one time. Cam Newton still recovering from surgery. No need to really read that article. If you have eyes, you already know.
Yep. And some of y'all still starting him in your leagues.
Daryl Morey responded to the Mavericks on the Mark Cuban's latest swipes against him, saying in a published interview that if the money is equal, free agents will always pick Houston over Dallas. The Mavericks signed away Chandler Parsons from the Rockets this offseason when Houston chose not to match the offer sheet. Cuban said in an interview in August that snagging Parsons was satisfying after Dwight Howard chose to sign with Houston instead of Dallas in 2013. All good business is personal, said Cuban. Okay.
He's still crossing the street. That's why Dwight ain't signed, though.
Yeah. Maybe it was easy to sign a white dude because you could meet him at night.
Yeah, I can go out and have drinks and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Here's a interesting article. Ray McDonald reportedly paid a cop at the scene of his arrest.
Damn. Oh.
Nigga, what? All the way under the cell.
Hey, but he ain't in jail yet, though.
Dude, he about to go all... Mm.
Apparently it wasn't enough.
Police have finally handed over their investigation to the 49ers defensive end Ray McDonald, the prosecutors who will decide whether or not to bring domestic violence charges. But the real news is why it took so long. It's been more than a month since McDonald was arrested on suspicion of felony domestic abuse after an incident at a party at his San Jose home, the Sacramento Bee reported. Citing the police sources that McDonald was arrested after police saw bruises on the neck and arms of McDonald's pregnant fiance, the police briefs and only official statement said that the victim had visible injuries. McDonald has continued to play with the team, and the team stands behind him. Now ABC 7 News reports that the handoff of the case to prosecutors was delayed because of a pretty huge conflict of interest. One of the things that complicated the case is that McDonald apparently called a San Jose police officer either before or about the time the 911 call was made, and that officer went to the home. Reliable sources inside the police department said the officer also worked in security for 49er games. It was unclear if he was off duty or on duty at the time, but police sources said he should not have gone to the home and that he should not have advised McDonald to call 911 if he didn't.
Man, you got to use what you got.
Oh, he should have. I'm sorry, he should have.
But does this cop lose his job, though, for interfering in an investigation? Or is he suspended? Mm-hmm. Like, what happens to this cop? Because that's shady right there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, he might be good for the organization. The organization loves shit like this.
Well, it's the organization tell you to contact security first.
Yep. So they,
like, you know, he did the thing that they want him to do.
Yep.
But
will they take care of this cop when he's no longer an official police officer anymore?
It's also a conflict the Mercury News' Tim Kawakami was likely referring to, at least in the general sense, in his ominous series of tweets. No, I've been in Santa Clara County for 20 minutes and Jay York and Ted Balke haven't summoned the SJPD to arrest me yet. SJPD might be too busy now forgetting how to type out an arrest summary. Someone said he just jinxed himself. He said, I am suggesting the SJPD and Santa Clara County Sheriffs often work very, very closely with the 49ers. Yes, I am suggesting that. If the NFL has a problem with player discipline, is that the league usually works either uncomfortably close or completely outside the bounds of law enforcement. Keep all this in mind that some leagues do just call for Roger Goodell to get more involved, even going so far as to suggest the league set up a private legal system. There is no time frame for prosecutors to decide whether to bring charges against McDonald. Yo, if he paid him, wow.
Well, they're not charging him for that, though. Like, that should be a charge.
I mean, I'm sorry. If he had a cop who was on the payroll of the 49ers come to the scene first, that's crazy. You know?
But his fiance left, though, right? She left the scene.
I don't know.
Isn't she the one we talked about that left the scene?
I don't know, honestly. I can't remember. Deion Waiters said the Cavs had the best backcourt. Of course he thinks that.
He still thinks he's starting.
Because he thinks he's the best. He still thinks he's starting, exactly. let's see. Oh, Aaron Dodson was benched for mouthing off to the Patriots offensive coordinator. Yeah, after the last few games, you might want to let him play now. You know what I mean? I feel like that's why they leaked that, is because they about to put him back on the field and be like, he's paid enough. No, nigga, y'all sorry. And now you realize you need to put him back on the field. You put up 13 against the Raiders, You got to do something. Let's see. Anything else that I want to do? Aaron Hernandez lawyers on his trial move.
714.
Yep. That's what I'm doing. Oh, Joseph Fierro says he hurt himself trying to stop his dog from from taking a poop. I mean, from peeing. So he twisted his ankle. I just got to go on the record and say he a goddamn lie.
Isn't he a tight end or something?
What position is he?
Because I think I was about
to, tight end. Yep, tight end.
I was about to get him, and then that story came out, and I was like, "Ew!" Want to
stop his dog, Little Rufio?
I was just about to pick him up as a free agent, and I was like, nah,
"Yeah, I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with he actually is lying and hurt himself playing basketball or something. And got drunk, fell down, something like that, and said, I sprained my ankle."
Yep, doing something stupid.
Because my dog. It's never the dog, man.
Can they never fake it before they get onto the practice and then just be like,
Yeah. Like, can they just walk straight for a little bit?
Yeah, what?
Michael Phelps got arrested on DUI charges. How is that news?
Because he's trying to get back to the Olympics.
The dude is literally known for being high. That is his claim to fame. He's our best Olympic swimmer, and he gets fucked up on the reg.
That's why he have all them calories.
Yep. Brady Hoke, the coach from Michigan, put a nigga back in the game with a concussion.
He don't love black people.
That's why you got to pay him. That's why you got to pay the players. Were you straight? Potato Tuesday, Wednesday o'clock, rainbows. Yep. Go on out there. You'll be all right.
I know you're white. I'm just saying. You just got to yell out anything.
You know what's funny? Like, you want to know what's funny? The Michigan fans are acting like they're outraged because the dude got a concussion and was playing. They only mad because the team sucks. If they was winning, they would be like, it's fine. But yeah, they want the coach fired anyway. So this just as good a reason to get rid of him as anything.
Yeah, put him back out there, coach. He only got a concussion.
Yeah, if they would have been like 4-0 right now, they'd be like, so?
How many games you think Wes Walker got till he get another concussion?
Oh, man, half. I'm going to give him a half.
This Sunday, halftime.
I might try to see if I can trade him in the league that I got him in.
Oh, you still got him in the league?
I got him in two. I might see if I can trade him, man. You got to remember, he was a high draft pick at the time. We didn't know the nigga was going to get another concussion and do drugs.
No, you hadn't known he was going to get the drug thing.
I knew the concussion.
The drug thing
fucked it all up, man. Johnny Manziel said he could relate to Damon Winston. That really says it all, right? Doesn't it?
That lets you know, Jameis, you fucked up, man.
Yeah, dog. Johnny draft stock dropped like shit, dog. If it wasn't for the Browns being a terrible organization, he wouldn't have got drafted in the first round. Yep.
Yeah, wasn't nobody checking for Johnny? And they all say he can't throw.
Dude, he just dropping his stock. Jameis is a guy I have a good relationship with. Mm. And want to help him in as many ways as I can. No, nigga, don't say that.
Yeah, what? Don't. Now, can Jameis be like Johnny who?
Yeah, he need to do that.
Did not know him hanging out with him?
I don't know Johnny Manziel. For him right now, just try to let as much time pass to try to let some of these things blow over and worry about the position. The Seminoles are in as the best team in the country. Worry about football and the ACC. Everything else will be okay. He's continuing to grow up. He's a young guy, too. Really, I think he'll figure it out, said the white man who doesn't know shit about white privilege.
Yep. Speaking of Bridgewater, Dust Stacks brought up Bridgewater. He not playing Sunday, right?
He was supposed to play last night. He was hurt.
I mean,
because he twisted his ankle, so he didn't play. But he'll probably be out there next week. They said if the game was on Sunday, he could have played this week. But he twisted his ankle. Gotta say, man, I said this at the gym. I want to like Teddy Bridgewater, but after watching him play, a little too much nigger in this game.
You did say that.
Yep. It's a little too much nigger in this game.
Yes, it worked.
No offense, guys. No offense. I know y'all root for black quarterbacks. I don't like the way he was running.
Save it for Kenny Trill.
Yep. He was looking a little too fast out there. A little too much depending on them legs. Feel like that I'm not suffering my heart again. I can't take it. Can't take these black quarterbacks getting out here getting hurt every week.
Hey, man, Kenny Trill will be in the lead next year.
Sticking with Russell and Cam.
Cause isn't Trill a sophomore?
Yeah. Kenny. Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't he a freshman last year just sitting behind Johnny Manziel?
I don't know, honestly.
He'll be in the league soon, though. Kenny All right.
We got to wrap it up, man. Thank y'all so much. Really enjoyed it. Everyone who emailed, wrote questions in the chat, watched us live. Really appreciate you guys. Podcast will be out soon. Peace out, guys.
Peace out, y'all.
Woo, just fucking with y'all. I almost forgot that Black Mamba. you know, we gotta do this shit.
You're gonna be late.
Nah, I got 10 minutes. Let's get this started.
Oh.
La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Nick Young says he can beat Kobe Bryant in 1-on-1. This is double. Yo, this double.
This is why I love Swaggy P, though.
Yeah, this is double, double joint, man. Swaggy P and matter of fact, we haven't done this in a while either. But, might as well do it. Swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. No one on the corner got swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. No one on the corner got swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. No one on the corner got swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. Swaggy like P. Yeah, so he said that he got interviewed by ESPN Sports Nation. Whether he could beat Kobe in a game of 1-on-1, Lakers players split on their decisions, with Robert Sacre, Julius Randle, and Nick Young among the players who said he could definitely beat Black Mamba in single combat. They actually got a video of him saying
this.
Can I
beat Kobe 1-on-1? I think so.
More times than not, he'd win.
Man, I'm whooping Kobe 1-on-1 right now. Nah, Kobe's one of the best in the game.
I think I can.
Carlo Boo's a sucker. He said, yeah, then he said no.
I don't think I'd have a chance.
Yeah, I can beat Kobe 1-on-1.
No, I'm just playing.
Yes, I can't beat Kobe right now.
Deep down, I think.
Xavier Henry said, yeah, then he said no.
We both know who can win, real.
Nick Young said, yeah. So, all right, man. We out of here this time.
I wouldn't
real.
Respect him if he said no.
Me neither, man. I wouldn't have said no if they asked me. Yep. Then he would have went out and whooped my ass. But oh, well. At least you know I think I'm better than him.
Yep.
All right, we out. Peace.
Peace.